Tomorrow's News Today.
And at the moment, in most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted, they just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
Persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on. I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized and they don't support the United States and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
It's what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it. We're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Old baby is caught in the middle of a row between his parents and House New Zealand. He needs life-saving surgery, but his parents don't want him to receive blood from those who have been vaccinated. And now House New Zealand wants guardianship.
We need to have safe blood. That is our right.
But his parents don't want the blood of those who've received a COVID vaccine to be used in his surgery. And while both vaccinated and unvaccinated people can donate to our blood bank, that blood isn't held separately.
Wolverines!
It's Tuesday.
So there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
December 6th.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently...
Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Get ready, folks. We launch the broadcast now.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
December 6, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to open the phones up today to get your take on the incredible aftermath of the Ye interview last week and the attacks on the First Amendment that came out of that. What you think's really behind it, because I still haven't figured it out myself. And I want to look at more cruise missile attacks from Ukraine into Russia. The escalation just off the charts. More happened today. We have got all this mainstream news coming out now, and even some mainstream news, who I thought had no bottom, is saying, man, Canada's really euthanizing people that don't want to be killed. They're like, hey, you got too high medical bills or you don't have a job, we're going to kill you. Disturbing. Canada's euthanasia slippery slope is real and horrifying. So we've got a lot of that to get into. And so you got Ye over here saying he loves Hitler to be the shock jock. But then at the same time, Hitler really did euthanasia and forced it on people. Not just assisted, but forced and called it euthanasia. I mean, Hitler really did these things. These are some of the things I didn't like about Hitler and people that fetishize Hitler thinking, well, the opposite of Hollywood, the opposite of the New World Order is Hitler. No, it's not the opposite. It's another competing evil ideology. And I know a lot of innocent people have been called Nazis, and so you start thinking, well, I am one, since you say I am. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let the ADL mind control you. Realize the ADL is an evil, anti-American organization that they just simply put on Nazi uniforms are almost indistinguishable. They create racial division. They want power. They want control. They're super bad news, but they do not represent the compendium of people that live here in America, and they are trying to foment attacks on Jews, in my view, with the rhetoric they put out so that they get more powerful and get more control over that extremely important, powerful community. And so that's where I stand on that. And they've singled me out as their number one enemy. Think about that for a good reason. I've got their number, and I've got the Nazis' number, and I've got Xi Jinping's number, and I've got the Democratic Party's number, and they're all a bunch of authoritarian groups manipulating our minds for power. They don't believe anything they say. These are just ideologies that they deploy to manipulate us. Period. All right, we got some really, 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 really good news here. And I look at Trump versus DeSantis as a scale, not their personalities, but the fruits the tree bears. Trump has done so many amazing things. It would take an hour to list them all. And the system hates his guts, and he really did get reelected. So even if he wasn't that good, he should be the president because he got reelected. So I really lean towards Trump because of that. But on the poison shots that we know he got manipulated into bringing forward, the head of the CDC and others admit they lied to him and said it was safe and effective and would fix the problems. Once he realized he's been conned, he won't reverse himself because he's so pig-headed. And so I've said DeSantis has progressively gotten more hardcore, saying children shouldn't take the shots. The military shouldn't be mandated to take the shots. That stuff Trump said, too. But then he started going after the lies and blocking of alternative treatments and the attempts to forcibly inject people. And now he started coming out and saying, we're going to investigate the vaccine makers because these aren't vaccines and these weren't approved right and they've hurt a bunch of people. And we've got to punish them so they don't do it again. So DeSantis has pulled way ahead of Trump with this move. So that makes him basically dead even in my mind. Even though DeSantis has all of these different neocon and rhino elites supporting him. But that's mainly because they're scared of Trump, which again makes me like Trump more. So I'm not into this for a popularity contest. I'm based on the policies. And I'm based on what these people actually do, and I'm issue-driven. I know most of you are as well. But I want to open the phones up and say, are we missing the boat here? Because we've got somebody with a better voting record and a better history, and we know where he came from, and we know who he is. I knew him when he was out of college, just starting his family practice, or I guess right still in college, when his dad was rerunning for Congress in 1995-96. One of my first big interviews, and then the guy that got Ron Paul on the show in 96 after he got elected, was Rand Paul. I've known Rand for 27 years, and he is the real deal. Nobody's perfect, but he's gotten a lot better as the years have gone on. And so we are entering the new, you know, big presidential drive here, and I'm not being contrarian here in this big debate about who do you like more, Trump or DeSantis, when I say I think Rand Paul should be on the ticket. I think a Rand Paul DeSantis ticket would be unbeatable. I don't know if Rand Paul would run as Trump's VP. That would be unbeatable. I don't think Trump obviously would be VP. That's not going to happen. And I don't think DeSantis would probably take second chair to Paul. But I really think if you get past personalities and who's got the most gravitas when it comes to charisma, then it's got to be Rand Paul. So let's put a poll on Infowars.com today. Who would you support more, or who would you vote for in the Republican, in the 2024 Republican primary, something like that. And it needs to be Rand Paul, DeSantis, Trump. And throw a Tulsi Gabbard in there. You know, Tulsi could run as a Republican. The word is she's going to switch over to it. What would that do? What would that do? So let's put those four names up there. And I really think our audience, if they use their brains, would probably go Rand Paul. Because we've known him longer. We know what he stands for, and he's come out and said the shots are dangerous and hurting kids, and he wants an investigation. He wants Fauci arrested, and that Fauci, you know, cooked this up, which is true. So that's where I stand right now. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. On that subject, on the Yay interview, on whatever you want to discuss, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. I'll play the DeSantis clips, his latest clips on the poison shots that are so important and more, because we bring down this poison shot agenda. We bring down the global ID passports, the medical ID, the social credit score, their whole next phase of their takeover plan, and the next pandemic that Fauci and Biden and all the rest of the globalists have been saying is around the corner, because next time it's going to be a lot worse. Think Canada, Australia, and China. Think about what they're like. This is the end of a free society. It's the total New World Order plan. It's Operation Lockstep. This is everything. That's why I keep hammering the shots, hammering the lockdowns, hammering the persecution, because they just think we're going to go to sleep for a while. We'll give them some type of political, cultural amnesty, and then we all just quietly go away. I mean, look at this footage. I'm going to cover this, too, coming up in the next segment. If you've ever seen a Pied Piper in the real world, that's it. One white-clad Judas Goat and the paramilitary medical tyranny outfit leading thousands and thousands and thousands of Chinese who all got told they were red-coated with no evidence and had to go to the camps. This is the social credit score. This is breaking you down, locking you up, training you to be a slave, to only let you out again later as long as you follow all the orders they say. They get progressively more tyrannical. Where'd Bob go? I don't know. He went to a COVID camp, never came back. They're just training you to get used to seeing people grabbed and rounded up all around you. Super hardcore tyranny, the model of the Great Reset and the New World Order, and we're going to be here fighting it big time. All right, your phone calls, a ton more coming up today. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now, your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, that made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars, despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars, the ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show, and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Stress enough to you that everything is stopping this world ID. Everything is stopping the central bank digital currencies. Everything is stopping the biomedical tyranny. The whole rest of your life is going to be dealing with this. And remember, complying with it leads to progressively intense levels of tyranny and death. This is global depopulation. And I'm really sorry I have to announce that to all of you, but history's replete with elites and different ruling classes that try to kill off the underclass. This is happening again. And as this gets progressively worse, a lot of folks are going to try to join with the evil because they're scared. And that is what will grease the skids into hell unimaginable following orders. So it doesn't matter what happens to Alex Jones. I'm only worried about my family and my children, and you should be too. And that's why I have a strength, is that I'm resigned and I'm committed. And I know this is my job to warn as many people as I can, and then God's going to do the rest. But understand something. You can see it now clear as day everywhere. Forced assisted suicide, murder, transgenderism, mutilating children, fentanyl everywhere, open borders, devalued currencies, Satanism openly promoted, pedophilia. This is just the beginning. People, once they get their social credit score in place, they're going to have mobs of people coming and dragging you out of your 200 square foot coffin apartment to beat you to death in the street. It's all based on Mao and the struggle sessions and systems they set up there. The whole modern New World Order is a Maoist experiment that was run by the CIA with a high tech overlay. And so the sanity poking its head up above the tyranny of Senator Paul and Governor DeSantis and others saying these shots don't work, they were experimental, they lied to us. What did I ask Trump to do 100 times on air? What did I directly get him messages via people I won't name who don't want their names named? You can guess who. I had two people have meetings with Trump. He'd heard about it. He tried to call me. I missed the call a few months ago. I get a call by one of his confidants, why are you doing this? And I said, I'll shoot reports to Trump explaining it. And I shot not one but two reports begging him and explaining to him how they're going to set him up for this later. Now it's all going to come out and showing how the rats were already leaving the sinking ship with the head of the CDC and others saying they knew the shot wouldn't work, but they told Trump it would and just got it done. And now Fauci last week on national TV says it's Trump's fault for the Wuhan lab and Operation Warp Speed. And still Trump pigheadedly marches into it. So it's so good to have DeSantis and Paul out doing this because it's real. They're killing us with these shots. And they need to be punished for what they've done or they're going to get away with it and do it again. So we can cover 1,000 other issues that are interesting and informative, but this is everything. This is the big enchilada. The COVID tyranny and election fraud around the world, keeping populists out like we see here in America, like we see in Brazil, clear evidence of fraud. Nobody's buying it. Only the Republican precincts failing. Now it's 44% of the machines, not 25% of the machines in Maricopa County, all in Republican districts, Republican primaries, Republican precincts. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And then, oh, the power went out. Oh, there was a water main busted. Oh, and we found all these extra ballots while everybody was out of the building and the cameras malfunctioned too. So election fraud and our ability to say no by we the people and our republic being taken away. And this is the process being taken away. The censorship, the surveillance, the control, the bullying, and then trying to take our bodies over and put this garbage in us. This is something we cannot put up with. Oh, five white vans showed up, started unloading ballots, and then the cameras all failed. In Nevada. In Arizona. In Michigan. in Georgia, in Pennsylvania. A postal worker opens up the back of the truck, and there's all these boxes across state lines, and they're all marked for Biden 2 years ago. And he goes to the media, and he goes to the FBI, comes and threatens him. What are you doing opening up boxes in the mail? Well, I'm a mail carrier. If something's suspicious, I'm allowed to look at it. It's all marked for Biden. Shut up. They don't even care. And you've got these fools working for the system that think they can, like, cheat and steal and rob, and it's going to get them ahead, when all it's going to do is bring the whole society down where your money won't be worth anything anywhere. We are seeing what immorality causes. And I don't think of immorality as cheating on your wife. I do think of it as that. I think of it as bad. But they act like in the controlled Christian church that that's the ultimate sin and that that's the worst thing, or, you know, drinking a beer. But the real sin isn't going out and fighting pedophilia or collapsing borders or human smuggling or speaking out against evil and being a coward. Being a coward is what God really hates. King David got his best friend killed because he was lusting over his wife. But he truly repented and knew it was wrong and had incredible courage and went out to reprove himself. And God said, you're a man after my own heart. Because God judges the heart, folks. But the people have lost their soul. They've lost their heart. They've lost their spark. And you see people that are really awake and they have like electricity in their eyes. But you see people who aren't awake. And they look like they're dead, because they are. They're not conscious. They're just going through life, cutting every corner, cheating every way they can, ankle biting, backstabbing, believing that that's going to get them ahead. And what do all the studies in Europe, in the U.S., in Canada show? Depending on the study, it runs 7 to 10 times. Democrats, liberals are 7 to 10 times more likely to steal. Something like 6 to 9 times more likely to tell you they're giving to charity, but not to give to charity. Way more likely to cheat, way lazier. And what they are is bandwagon followers. They jump on every bandwagon. They go along with every the new thing. And what's happening is the civilization is unraveling, and the globalists want to make that move as fast as possible by defunding the police and by trying to take our guns so we can't defend ourselves. So that we give up, and then the whole system collapses, and then they come in with hardcore authoritarianism as the answer, and then they're going to take all these people with criminal records, and they're going to put them in forced labor camps. And at that point, they'll come pick me up on the highway when I'm driving someday, or for trying to get on a train, all the car's gone by then, and take me into an office, and another globalist will walk in and say, this is your last chance, Jones. You can join us and work with us. You know you've lost, or we're gonna kill you. And I'll be in that room one day. Very good chance of that. That's how this works. Think about it. See, they're gonna take all the people that brought them into power and kill them. They're gonna try to hire me. That's how history works. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air.
broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun, via your skin, helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, that made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars, despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars, the ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Let me get to this DeSantis clip that I've been talking about so much. This is really good news. And don't forget, we just launched a poll on the front page about halfway down of InfoWars.com. Who would you vote for in the 2024 GOP primary? Rand Paul, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, or Tulsi Gabbard? If she ran as a Republican, which people are saying she may. And I clicked on it. And I, to be contrarian, I went with Rand Paul because he's not getting enough attention. He got 36% so far, 35%. Ron DeSantis got 10%. Donald Trump, 42%. Tulsi, 5%. So that's what I expected. Donald Trump is the most popular. And he did have the election stolen from him. He is the president right now. You're not supposed to say that, but it's true. We all know that. So I'm going to play this clip of DeSantis talking about going after the vaccine makers.
We are going to work to hold these manufacturers accountable for this mRNA, because they said there was no side effects, and we know that there have been a lot. And so we did a study in Florida, and you saw an 86% increase in cardiac-related activity from people 18 to 39 from mRNA shots. And so we're going to be doing some stuff to bring accountability there, because I think it's just something where...
And now he's come out and said more about they're not going to basically let him have it on the shelves. Not just don't push it on the kids. This is a major victory. This is all moving in the right direction. Senator Paul saying Fauci will be held accountable. He will not escape. He will be indicted. That's the spirit. That's what should happen. And we have to believe it's going to happen and start pushing for it to happen. But let me tell you, it's been a lonely place for over 2.5 years calling for his arrest. Makes it a lot safer for us here at InfoWars that people are getting on board. So I don't want to be the leader. I don't want to be the one that always says it first. But that's why we're here. Because other people know the truth. They don't have the courage up front. We have to have the courage for them to make it safe for them to do the right thing. That's where we come in, and that's something that, quite frankly, only we are doing on a scale anywhere near this size, and all glory goes to God. I want to play some more clips, get more into this, and take your calls here in just a moment. Please remember that InfoWars is fighting for its very survival. We have great products that will enrich and empower your life. We have free shipping back on orders of $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have incredible products like DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Alpha Power, Vaso Beats, Ultra 12, Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, all 40 to 60% off with promo code 1776 and the free shipping and double Patriot points. And we have done the math. If we sell out all this, we've got money into early January to operate and a bunch of new products or products that have been sold out like Turbo Force and things should be back in and we should be able to survive. But we need to sell out and we are going to sell out. We're in a catch 22. We would sell out all these products in 2 months at, you know, regular price, but then we wouldn't sell what we need the next few weeks to have money going into next year. So this is your opportunity to keep us on air and get a great deal, a 360 win. Survival Shield X3 sold out. Boudreaux Selenium sold out. Patriot Blend Coffee sold out. Immune Support sold out. A bunch of other stuff almost about to sell out. Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Physio Magnesium. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, I want to thank you all for your amazing support and your prayers. Okay. Florida to hold vaccine makers liable over mRNA claims. You can see the video I just played and more of what DeSantis's Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo has been saying in an article on InfoWars.com, but they are really telling it like it is, and I've been saying that for months. I want to see DeSantis say what his Surgeon General is saying, and now he is doing that. That is an extremely positive thing. Ron DeSantis says he plans to hold Pfizer and Moderna accountable for making false claims about their shots. Hell, I've got Bill Gates, I've got Borla of Pfizer, all of them, when he's not calling me an agent of evil, the ultimate evil, but the ADL, he is saying, oh, we have done study. It is 100%, 100% effective for children, 100% effective in South Africa, 100%, 100%. He was saying that a year into it when they were saying it was 40% effective. And now they admit it's not effective except at erasing your immune system. Absolutely insane. Meanwhile, Pfizer seeks FDA authorization for Omicron vaccine for under 5 children. You monsters. Absolutely crazy. Breaking, Missouri Attorney General Schmidt releases entire transcript of Fauci deposition. He said 170 plus times, I don't know, I can't remember, or basically took the Fifth Amendment. Doesn't remember anything, does he? All right, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. Laura, thanks for calling. You're on the air from Chicago.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening to you since I got out of the Army in the 90s.
Well, I really appreciate you. God bless you.
You're a hero. You can lead a whole Army battalion. So God bless your little heart. I also buy your products. I got your, before I get my comment, but I also got my son the super male vitality. He's 14 because he says he's gay, so I injected into his Jell-O and his soup any chance I can get. But the reason I'm calling
Is it? Is,
I can't handle it, man. I'm like almost 55. Is this what,
well, he probably isn't gay. You know, testosterone's way down. A lot of the soy and things in the school diets are feminizing men. Sperm counts are down massively. So, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay, sir. I know I saw your video of the frogs. It's everything. You know, it's the chemicals in the water, the plastics. But I give them alpha male vitality. I tell them it's a Centrum, whatever.
Well, is it, has the super male vitality had any effect on your 14-year-old?
I think it's better. I think it's not so like.
Is it growing some hair on his chest?
He has.
Bald as a mole rat till I took it. Now I got all this hair. I'm joking.
You're a mole rat.
Hey, I appreciate your call, Laura. God bless you. Let's talk to Josh in FEMA Region 8. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I've been saying this since the 2020 election. Tulsi Gabbard should run as president. She has some great foreign policy, and I think Rand Paul should be her VP. Her VP. And it should be just like back in the day where we used to choose the president and the VP that ran. And
well, she just came out and said she has nothing to do with the World Economic Forum. She said one time she went to one conference that they sponsored. And that's what I looked into her background. No connections. The thing's been around 30 plus years. They put on a lot of big political events and people go speak at it. And so they could act like they're super powerful. Klaus Schwab would then claim everybody was his agent. He does have a lot of people that are his agent, but I mean, he claimed Vladimir Putin works for him. So, I mean, Klaus Schwab is just out of control.
Yeah, I even asked Tulsi to her face. I asked her if she condemns Klaus Schwab, and she said yes, no cameras around, no nothing. She didn't even have to answer it, and she told me.
Well, what matters is on her policies, she's been supporting things that they don't support. So basically, her policy is 170 degrees different than theirs.
Yeah, she's completely against regime change and everything, and I think Rand Paul would be great against the bureaucracy as a vice president. I think it's the best combo that we'd have going into 2024.
So you think a Gabbard's Paul ticket?
Yes. One does foreign policy, which would be Tulsi Gabbard. She understands the military. She understands the regime change. She even goes against the big tech and agencies working together. And Rand Paul understands all bureaucracy. And
yeah, well, a lot of Republicans don't trust her, but I see her getting better and better. And I have a good feeling about her. I appreciate your call. I really do, Josh. All right, we're going to come right back and take more phone calls. Bam, bam, bam. Straight ahead. And there's so many clips, so much news I'm going to be getting to. But your calls are the most important. Stay with us.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned. It's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Look at that. Everybody else is just like yellow or clear. That's because it's been denatured. It's been watered down. We didn't do that. You think I would metaphysically sell you something? This is the very best I can get. I'd rather go to hell than do that.
I will only give you the maximum best info, the maximum truth, the maximum product, because I want that goodwill. What I do to you, I do to myself. Don't you get the big secret?
You ever seen fish oil look like that? No, you never seen that, have you? And this little jewel right here is solid liquid consciousness. Look it up. Find out how even the FDA and the government admits fish oil is incredible. The number one thing anybody can do for themselves is take good fish oil or krill oil. Just like our information is dynamite, so are our products, InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., Harrison Smith, American Journal. Then 11 a.m., Alex Jones, yours truly. 3 p.m., Owen Schroyer, The InfoWars, live weekday lineup. Then I come in most Saturdays to a special tape or live show. And then Sundays, 4 to 8 p.m., Sunday Live with myself and Owen Schroyer. All right, I want to go back to your phone calls, but I wanted to play this clip of YouTuber Ethan Klein. Celebrates the murder of Christ. If Jesus were here, I'd spear him. I liked it the first time. I'd do it again. And he's Jewish, responding to Kanye West, responding to Nick Fuentes, and just trying to create a national scandal out of that. And that's what I didn't like about Thursday's interview, is it creates more division and more people fighting with each other. And now the left is coming in and saying they hate Jesus. Why does Jesus deserve to be hated because Nick Fuentes likes Hitler? Why don't you leave Jesus alone? You have a right, Ethan, to say you'd kill Jesus again, but you didn't kill Jesus. You didn't kill Jesus, Ethan. It's just disgusting. And I don't want to even sit here and hate this guy. I don't want to hate people like Nick Fuentes. It's just, we're not going to make it as a planet if we keep doing this. And the left knows that. That's why they stir up racial division and then act like they're the ones trying to stop it. That's why they disgust me to the highest level. Is Hollywood our enemy? Absolutely. Is it trying to destroy our culture? Yes. And the people that run the whole show, folks, are running this thing. I don't think Ye and Nick know they're playing along with it. But at the end of the day, yeah, it gets a bunch of attention, but I don't want to just get attention here. I want to change the world for the better. I want to do what Governor DeSantis is doing, coming out against these poison shots. I want to protect our children and our elderly now, of every race, color, and creed. And what I kept telling Ye is they're targeting Jews with the most injections in any country. They have the highest death rate over there in Israel. Why, if they're so special, why didn't they get a message to not take it? But see, they are special. They're getting targeted by their own government. And that's the relationship of the ADL and these New World Order types over Jews, particularly, that they want to control as a wealthy, hardworking, highly educated group. And so Jews would do very well to look at their leadership and who's controlling them, because I love the Jews. And I love the Chinese, and I love the Germans, and I love the Christians, and I love the Muslims, and I love you all. I truly love you. And I want to stop seeing all of us attacked by this, because this thing's coming after everybody. Mark my words. And you've seen it come after everybody. I'm ranting. Go ahead and play Ethan Klein. He has a huge show, 5 million views on average a day. Here it is.
Doing my part. So you could sit in your parents' basement and cry about it.
Yeah.
And I'd do it again. Give me the spear.
Uh-oh.
I'll do it again.
You're going to piss off the weird hysterical nerds, dude.
Good. If Jesus was here on a cross, I'd spear him.
No, he's not going to. That'd be funny if he got banned.
No, I'm not
going to
get in trouble for that.
That's an insane thing. No, no shot. Oh,
give me the hammer and the spikes. Well, I'm putting it up there.
If someone could do it, it's Ethan. He'll find a way.
I'll do it again.
Okay.
I liked it the first time, and I'll do it again, Nick. I'm getting on a call with all my Jewish brothers and sisters.
There's 30 minutes left. I really want to make Dan proud. Let's.
You know what I'm planning this Christmas?
A mock execution
of Jesus Christ.
No.
Dedicated to Nick Fuentes.
So this guy's trolling to get attention. Ye put up an image of a Star of David, Seal of Solomon with a swastika, the Hindu swastika in the middle. Not racist. He got banned off Twitter. That is direct incitement of violence against Christians. And there's record, the UN admits, triple the amount of churches and Christians being killed the last 10 years than previous years. So the ADL and others say don't criticize any policies they have or you want to kill Jews. I don't want to kill anybody. But then you get up there and you talk about wanting to kill Jesus and reenact killing Jesus, and you have 5 million viewers a day. He has a big show. And what are you going to do if somebody goes out and kills a Christian and then says, Ethan Klein told me to do it? Look, you have the free speech under Supreme Court rulings, and I agree with it, to in general say you'd like to kill Christians and that you're going to do it. Now, as soon as you plan who you're going to target or try to carry it out, you're going to go to prison, or you should. But just come on. Come on. What if Ye or Nick Fuentes had called for a case of, like, you know, and I'm not saying this, what if they just said this hypothetically? You know, Hitler killed millions of Jews. Well, you know what? I'd do it again. We should do it again. What would you be saying if they'd said that? It would have been the end of the world. But see, Christians, it's okay to single us out, isn't it, Ethan? And talk about us dying. And talk about us getting killed. No, Ethan Klein won't burn a Koran on his show because he knows they'll come and get him because they don't appreciate the First Amendment. But you know us Christians, you can push us around, can't you? I don't want any violence against Ethan Klein. And I challenge Ethan Klein, who's attacked me a lot over the years, to have me on his show. And I'll come on his show. And maybe I can talk some sense into him because I know he calls me crazy and stuff. But dude, saying you want to kill the religious icon of 2.5 billion people on this planet and saying you did it and saying you do it again and say you're going to have a mock execution of Jesus at Christmas is meant to be hurtful to somebody's religion and their beliefs and is meant to invoke the idea of violence against those people. And you have a right to do that. But do you really want to do that? Because what you've done is taken yourself, you say Ye and Nick Fuentes are on a very low level. Well, you've just taken yourself way lower. Oh, I get it, though. You're allowed to. You're a liberal, right? It was disgusting. And it was dangerous, but he has a right to do it. Let's go ahead. But he wants he supports censorship against me. He doesn't want me to have my right, though. He can say he wants to kill Jesus. He can say he loves to kill Christians. That's okay. Me, I say nothing even close to that, but I've got to be off the air because I bring unity. They don't like that. The attitude of the show, it creates unity. They don't want that, do they? Tim in Seattle, thanks for holding her on the air.
How's it going, Alex? And another amazing show. As far as the identity politics, I was a liberal in Seattle, and you were the one talking about saving children, and it was your politics and your message that turned me over to the right. It's you and you alone that is bringing that message of saving children, of protecting our biosphere of life and thriving outside of politics. So I just want to commend you for that. And I just want to remind everybody that Alex Jones is the tip of the spear. As far as Rand Paul, I can't wait. How do we get Rand Paul to run? Because he's the leader. He's a leader in the Republican Party. He understands the threat. He's going after the head of the snake.
He definitely does not have a big ego and is the smartest of all of them. The problem is he doesn't have a lot of charisma. He has it, but he's too reserved to use it. And I suggest he starts using it.
Well, I mean, he could hire you for his campaign manager. That'd be fantastic. I mean, we need to break the conditioning. We need to make voices like yours mainstream.
Well, he did thank me when he won for getting him elected. He said, we wouldn't have got elected if it wasn't for you, Alex. So, but
imagine when he says that to you in 2024, because you got Trump elected. We all know. We saw Trump go on your show, and then all of a sudden Trump became our champion. Because he was on your show. You're the litmus test for America. You're the one.
Well, there's no doubt that that was a catalyst, one of the main factors, yes. And the left does recognize that, and that's why I've been so persecuted. Again, I'm not a victim. I simply ask folks to keep me in the fight. I'm not a victim. I don't mind all the attacks, folks. I'll do whatever it takes. But please keep me in the fight, folks. That only happens with your word of mouth and buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a simple equation, a simple thing people can do, and we're so close to shutting down. And if we do shut down, people go, oh, my God, come back. And then I'm sure the money will flow in. But it's very hard to restart something like this once it's been shut down. So just I appreciate you, brother. Anything else, Tim?
No, I just want to say that you're not the victim. You're the champion. Okay, remember that. You are the champion. Thank you very much, Alex.
Well, God bless you, brother. I appreciate you. Look, I don't try to be the champion, and I don't plan to have all the answers, but I'm definitely for real. I mean, there's no doubt, folks, and I know you're for real, too. So these people that tell you this is controlled opposition or that guy's, no. There are a lot of real people, and I can tell you Rand Paul's for real. I can tell you I'm for real. DeSantis has got to be for real coming out against Pfizer and Moderna. I think you see all the big Republican money behind him because they are scared of Trump. So we're winning in many ways. We're making them steal the elections out in the open, and that hurts them grievously. Like Carrie Lake said, she said, everybody knows you stole it, and you're never going to win now, and you're just going to make us wake up and fight that much harder. We're not going to give up because they steal elections. We're going to get involved and have such tsunamis that they can't override those, which is happening. They try to steal Texas and Florida the last two elections. The one last month and the one 2 years ago. Back in 2 minutes with your phone calls, Daniel, Russell, many others. Stay with us.
December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's a post-COVID world now. Americans have lost trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. There's a solution. The Wellness Company. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer. And I can tell you firsthand that these verticals of uncensored content, virtual appointments, doctors on demand, prescriptions through a network of community pharmacies, in-home, in vitro diagnostics, laboratory testing, imaging, an online set of holistic products can help guide you for your usual general medical care, but also COVID-19, acute and post-COVID syndromes, vaccine injury syndromes, and the array of things that now America has to work through in this new world that we're living in. So go to onlinehealthnow.com and check out The Wellness Company for a low monthly fee. You can get started today and on a pathway to better health.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to propose an idea. What about a Rand Paul, Ron Paul ticket?
Yeah, no, I mean, I like Ron Paul a lot, but I think he's a little too old.
Well, I mean, we've got a walking corpse now, so I don't see that be much of a difference. But I wanted to talk about Elon Musk for a second. It seems that so many conservatives are being fooled by him. I want to believe the guy, but, I mean, anybody who dresses up as Baphomet's boy soldier obviously has problems. But
and 5G satellites and brain chips and stuff like that?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. It's all out in front of us, and, you know, all of a sudden he's being hailed as some hero because he's dumping information, feeding it to us with a spoon. And most of that information is what we already know. But into the yay and Elon, have you alluded to the Star of David swastika cross symbolism that he had posted that got him banned? Made me do a little bit of research, and I started noticing that if you search Azov in Twitter, Elon Musk is one of the top people, one of the top accounts that pops up when you do that search. I just thought that was kind of interesting. And, you know, most of his money has come from government subsidies and government funding, so I'm not sure how anybody could think that he's legitimately going to release some information without having a huge backlash, which I don't think he's actually willing to do. I think he's just playing the game. He's playing.
Well, I'll tell you this about Elon. What does it say, though, that they're big billionaire SpaceX brain chip New World Order guy is having to act like he's a patriot? It shows how far we've come that they've got to put a good cop in there. So as negative as it is to know that he's pretty much a, you know, double dealer, At least he's having to act like he's a good guy. So that shows you how far we've come.
I agree 100%. I agree. And it's just, to me, it's sad to see that a lot of people are falling for it. Again, I really wish he was, but unfortunately it just doesn't.
Exactly. I want to believe it, but it's not true. Thank you for the call. Great points. Russell in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Alex. I'm calling from the belly of the beast here in Portland, Oregon. Just wanted to make some points about your episode with Kanye West. Thought you did a really great job handling the whole situation. The thing that I don't think has gotten much attention is that he deflected your questions about the biomedical tyranny of the shot at least twice, I think maybe three times. He won't address that point. And that's a big cause for concern in terms of what is his real motivation. Where does he really stand?
That's a good point. I mean, what's your gut tell you?
Well, my gut tells me that he is some type of agent or operative with the transhumanism because he promotes Ray Kurzweil, he promotes Steve Jobs, he talks about how Apple is the greatest company on earth. He talked about Apple on your show. I think that he is a transhumanist. He also claimed to be writing an amended constitution with Nick Fuentes. He said that on your show. I mean, what do you think about that?
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, I think he's got a lot of things going on in his head. I don't think he's consciously trying to be a bad person. I think he's trying to be a trailblazer and break the system. I mean, I think that, like Scott Adams said, he's trying to overturn the game because he can't win the game. I think that's what's going on.
Well, just curious. I mean, why would he not be able to respond to your questions about real biomedical tyranny? This is, like you said, this is the issue of our times, not Hitler, not, you know, anti-Semitism, the shots that are killing people. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people, including children. Like, why would a person not take a stand?
No, I hear you. It was a disturbing interview. I mean, I'm just being honest. I was very frustrated by it. I appreciate your call, Russell. All right, we'll get to all your calls. We have a special guest coming on as well. Stay with us. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Chris. Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset in the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've known Tony Lyons for about 18 years from Skyhorse Publishing since he set it up. It's now one of the biggest publishers in the world, and they publish independent, powerful books. And he always gets a little excited about books he's putting out, but he really got excited about this book. And I haven't read the book yet, but I really want to read it. And he said, you got to get Dr. Andrew Huff on. And so he's joining us to talk about the truth about Wuhan. Here's the new book that's just now coming out, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History. Now, I've got his bio, and it would take 20 minutes to read the whole thing, but combat veteran, MIT, a bunch of other degrees, Homeland Security, Center for Excellence, senior member of the technical staff of a whole bunch of major laboratories, EcoHealth Alliance, the list goes on and on that he's been exposing. And so he's got the inside scoop on how they did it. And we now see more and more whistleblowers coming out saying that this was an inside job at the lab, including people that worked at the lab. So he's got a huge bio and a huge background to document this. So tell us a little bit about yourself and then the book, The Truth About Wuhan, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History by Dr. Andrew Huff, former EcoHealth Alliance vice president and senior scientist. In fact, that's the thing I should have just said right up front, is that he's the EcoHealth Alliance whistleblower. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Well, just, you've got the floor. Tell us what's really going on.
Well, I mean, it's a crazy story. And, I like to let everyone know, I was really groomed to be a leader in national security and biosecurity, bioterror. Like you said, I worked at Department of Homeland Security Center of Excellence. I worked on the classified side at a national laboratory in this space. I wanted to get away from the deep state. Actually, I got sick of working in it, and I thought I was going to get trapped working in the national laboratory unless I ditched the security clearance. And that's how I wound up at EcoHealth Alliance. The strange thing is, though, I left the beast and I wound right back up in it. So all my work at EcoHealth Alliance was funded by the Department of Defense. I was successful. I brought in $6 million of funding. That funding that I brought in transformed the organization from a technical perspective, hired and built a great team, kicked butt at what I used to do. I used to build artificial intelligence forecasting and bio threat or biosurveillance detection technologies for the three-letter agencies. So CIA, DOD, etc. And I had a firsthand account in view of what really happened with this gain of function technology. And it dives into all it has its tentacles deep into various aspects of the biosecurity state, from sample collection to intelligence.
It's just incredible that we have the EcoHealth Alliance whistleblower, vice president formerly of it, and senior scientist. I mean, this is so huge that you've gone public and you've done what you've done. And this has been going on in the background for a while, and you've been persecuted for what you've done. We're going to go through all of this in the next segment, but just start over with who you are and then what you started to see and what the last 3 years has been like.
Sure. So I guess I'll start at the point where, I was hired at EcoHealth Alliance as a senior scientist to turn around a failing department in quantitative epidemiology, predictive modeling, and forecasting. I was successful at it. And when I was promoted to vice president, I was assigned to a number of the other programs or projects at the organization. I specifically asked to be added to what's called the PREDICT program from the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. And, you know, this big program was developed or designed, and what they're telling everyone was that what they wanted to do is that they wanted to go out and collect biological samples of things like coronaviruses to predict and prevent the next pandemic. And I thought this was the coolest thing in the world. And I actually wanted to work on that project more than anything, even more than my own work that I was doing. And once I was added to the project after I was promoted, I got to see under the hood of what was going on. And I realized, you know, it was one big farce. And because I had previously worked on the classified side of a lot of these programs from the Department of Defense where they're trying to go out and conduct biosurveillance, you know, and the one thing I want to mention here, it's not all nefarious. I've looked at some of the papers from the biolabs in Ukraine, which I co-wrote some of the proposals for those biolabs. It's not all nefarious. You need to go out and collect biological samples to protect the military and the United States people from biological threats. But that's really sort of not what was happening, because they weren't collecting the right data and materials to be able to predict anything accurately. So, you know, I started to ask myself, well, what the heck are they doing here? And to me, it looked like they were collecting intelligence on foreign laboratory capacity and building capacity in these foreign laboratories, which once again isn't all bad. And you fast forward to a weird conversation I had. Peter Daszak approached me and asked me whether or not he should work with the CIA. And I was shocked when he asked me about this. And I actually posted this on Twitter over a year ago, and InfoWars picked it up right away. You know, I said, Peter, it never hurts to talk to him. There could be money in it. And then over the next 2 months, he proceeds to tell me that the relationship with them is proceeding. Well, a number of things happen at Equal Health Alliance. You know, I find out Peter's sort of a bad guy. He lies to me about a part of a way that we are planning to grow and privatize a section of my company. And I saw the writing on the wall. I got the heck out of there. I was happy as I could be to leave EcoHealth Alliance. I never thought that it would amount to anything. Well, fast forward to the fall of 2019, and that's when I learned myself about the emerging infectious disease outbreak in Wuhan, China. I actually found out about it in mid-December 2019 from picking up some chatter, and that's one of the technologies that I developed for the Department of Defense was actually using natural language processing technology to detect these emerging threats when people are tweeting or sending information over the pipeline or over networks. So I always had my finger on the pulse of these events in order to look for information. So, you know, when people start talking about there's some crazy disease event going on in China, I go to validate that. And one way that I did that, this is actually an analyst technique that I learned. You can go look for what's called particulate matter data 2.5. And what that represents, if you see a little, in a plume dispersion model, if you see clusters of this or you see a high concentration of it, you can then overlay it with the city's infrastructure. And that's what I did. And it looked like the crematoriums in Wuhan, were operating in overdrive. Well, this is super exciting. You know, like this is what people like me get really excited about. And, you know, I start calling up friends, coworkers, colleagues, and, you know, sounding alarm like, hey, why isn't the U.S. government doing anything about this? And nobody really had a good answer. Then over the next 2 weeks, it starts to pick up on other public forums where epidemiologists share information that there's an outbreak happening. It then trickles into the U.S. government about the first week of January, and they start releasing some communications on it. And yet, everything the U.S. government tells us in early January 2020 is a lie. And I quickly put it together. I'm like, holy crap. At EcoHealth Alliance, we are doing all this gain-of-function work at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I actually reviewed the understanding the risk of bat coronavirus emergence proposal when I worked at EcoHealth. You know, another interesting thing that happened while I worked at EcoHealth was that we actually pitched the humanized mouse gain-of-function work to make medical countermeasures, vaccines for lack of a better term, for these coronaviruses to InQtel. And InQtel is probably not known by your audience, but that is the venture capital arm of the CIA and Department of Defense to some extent. And I have all these documents. I actually just released all these documents on Twitter today. If you go to AG Huff on Twitter, you can go download all these documents yourself. So this is the big gift that I'm giving to everyone. I have the original unredacted documents that prove everything I'm saying. I mean, a lot of people came out and called me crazy. Senator Gary Peters, actually his office chief of staff, said I was crazy and I was lying about everything. But everything I said has from day one has proven to be true. You know, and through 2020 to 2021, other independent scientists, like people from Drastic and around the world, are investigating this, and they're plugging in, you know, missing pieces of the story. So when I come forward as a whistleblower in 2021, the U.S. government really clamps down hard on me. They start hacking into my devices. They break into my house. I find out they're actually working with the Michigan State Police. You know, they tase my dog, of all things. I mean, just insanity. And it was really strange for me personally to go from developing and working on these kind of technologies for the U.S. government to then having them used against me. I mean, I received the Edward Snowden treatment only for telling the truth.
Amazing. Stay right there. I'm going to come back. A lot of people are joining us minute to minute. I'm going to reintroduce you. This is just incredible. I mean, I've been wanting to get you on as a guest, and I've been wanting to read the book. I know it's just not coming out, and I remember all the big things you broke from behind the scenes. No wonder they came after you. Now you're going public.
December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com. Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com. Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going
to
go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalists 30 years ago, but on air 28 years. And I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you, and I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, to redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, this guest is huge. This guest is so important, and he's a very humble person, combat veteran, who joined after September 11th, went on to earn degrees in psychology and security technologies and geographic information systems, and the doctor of environmental health science and the emerging infectious diseases, specifically track PhD at the University of Minnesota. After graduation, he then continues education at MIT in complex modeling and analysis. He also worked in research fellow at the Department of Homeland Security, Center for Excellence, a senior member of the technical staff at the San Andino National Laboratories, and as an executive, he was a vice president at Eco Health Alliance. And it just goes on. I'm not going to read the rest of his bio or we'd burn the whole hour. He's the big whistleblower that was quietly exposing the crematoriums. At first said, hey, we got a virus that's out. And then it all dawned on him later, wait, I used to be the vice president just a little bit before at Eco Health Alliance, obviously a CIA cutout. They're trying to recruit him. Hey, should we work with the CIA? And, you know, all the intel and gathering intel on these so-called virus research labs that are really dual use. And then he begins to expose it and they come after him. Well, now he's written a book and now he's going public. And he is taking the world by storm. The truth about Wuhan, I can't wait to get it from the great forces, from the great people at Skyhorse. The truth about Wuhan, how I uncovered the biggest lie in history. Dr. Andrew G. Huff, former EcoHealth Alliance vice president and senior scientist. So you've given us some background. You're getting up to the harassment point, but just condensing it down, then we'll walk through a lot of the key points in the book. So I've got some talking points here, some questions, just to boil down for people. They've only got 5 minutes to hear what's happening. I'm going to take this out later and post it so they get the big picture, because you really are the insider that can, I think, testify in Congress with Senator Paul. I mean, I think you could bring this whole house of cards down. No wonder they've been harassing you.
You're absolutely right. And the funny thing here is I actually delivered all my documents to the House Intelligence Committee, various members of the Senate. Attorney Tom Renz and I actually published a report that's all based off my information, my documents, and a recorded deposition that I did under oath with penalty of perjury. I've actually released a number of sworn statements as well. So everything I'm telling you is factual. And, you know, I challenge the other side, the Dr. Anthony Fauci's, Dr. Peter Daszak, Dr. Barrick, to go out and testify under oath with penalty in perjury and try to negate the things that I've been saying. And, you know, frankly, they can't do it. Dr. Anthony Fauci now all of a sudden has a case of amnesia. During those last deposition, he's telling everyone that, well, I can't, you know, I don't really know this Dr. Ralph Barrick guy. I don't know if they got into Dr. Daszak, but I mean, do you know how ridiculous it is that the leader of NIAID, the guy who funds all the gain of function work, doesn't know who their best world famous virologist is, and he can't remember who he is? I mean, this is the insanity of what we're dealing with. And, you know, we're really dealing with a big problem in our country. And it's the uniparty. You know, Democrats and Republicans do not want to touch this. It's toxic. And, you know, and a big reason why they don't want to do that is, here's another fact. The SARS-CoV-2 agent and the mRNA medical countermeasure, the vaccine, as they call it, it's not a vaccine, were co-developed. That's in the book. It was patented by Ralph Barrick, Moderna, and a number of other of U.S. government scientists. So you have to ask yourself, you know, when the hell is this insanity going to stop? I mean, we have to do something about it. That's why I wrote the book. And, you know, I realized the psyop that's been going on against the American people is this. They try to confuse this whole discussion about the origin of SARS-CoV-2 or COVID by talking about this detailed minutia of virology. So I actually became friends with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He called me up and it was a really interesting conversation. He said, you know, I heard that you're from EcoHealth Alliance. You worked in all these places. I hear that you're getting harassed by the CIA. My family and I have really interesting history with the CIA. And it blew my mind. And so he sent me an autographed copy of his book, told me to read it. And you know, he covers everything so well there. I realized they've been bogging everyone down with the detailed technical minutiae of virology. So nobody can understand it. I mean, people at my level can barely understand a lot of the technical detail. It actually takes me some time to read through these virology papers. So what I do in this book is I break it down in layman terms so that a high school student can understand what has happened here. And I firmly believe if we can make every American understand, and, you know, I'm an educator, I love teaching, I want everyone to be able to understand, then we can prevent this from ever happening again. And that's really my goal here.
It's just incredible, and you've got so much courage. But what I get from this, at first, you were just trying to be helpful, and then they came after you. And describe some of that harassment for folks that don't know what this is like.
Yeah, it was really strange. I mean, so the first thing that happens is that military-grade quadcopter drones start hovering around my house. And I get really freaked out about this. I mean, I live in a remote area, and my driveway is a mile long. I live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's one of the most remote areas of the lower 48. Everyone, you know, speculates that I moved here to run from the deep state. And the reality is I'm still connected to a lot of people in the deep state. I mean, I worked with these people for years. Some of them are great scientists. Not all the bureaucrats are bad. Some are terrible, obviously. So that starts happening, and you know, I go to law enforcement. We call up the local sheriff's department, state police, and they verify seeing all these weird drones out here. People out hunting in my neighbor see all these drones, and it just continues to escalate. Then I start getting followed by teams of people everywhere I go. Complex tailing operations, 5 to 10 vehicles. And, you know, there's a crazy moment that happens, and it's in the book. I think it's around December 12th is a specific date. The U.S. government hovers a Coast Guard helicopter over my house. I snap a picture of it, and I started laughing because at first I thought maybe I'm like, this is, you know, contractors, you know, hired by the Chinese. Or what happens in these situations is that the U.S. government will sometimes work with foreign intelligence agencies to conduct illegal domestic operations. This is well documented. But no, it's actually the U.S. government doing these things. And, you know, I started experiencing hacks on my devices. My wife, we started experiencing these hacks probably at a rate of every 2 weeks. So I'm spending a fair amount of time just trying to keep a computer, you know, a network operational, devices operational. They try to delete and wipe all my Equal Health Alliance records, which I just posted on Twitter. I saved it for this big moment so I could release those today. So your audience should go check those out and download those if they want to see the original, the ties to the Rockefeller Foundation, the Google Foundation, Wellcome Trust. I mean, it's just some really damning stuff. Metabiota, which has ties to Hunter Biden.
And, so, I mean, and please, everybody on radio, tell people your Twitter address.
A-G-H-U-F-F, A-G Huff.
A-G Huff, there it is. And let's scroll through that and show viewers. This is incredible. Please continue.
So, you know, it continues to escalate. So I finally realized that my only way out of this, because I actually really feared for my life, I didn't know whether or not they were going to try to put a hit on me. It's just hard to know because you can't figure it out. So I'm contacted and approached by a number of people. Some are probably intelligence assets. Actually, some of them I identify. You know, so I can trace some of this back to the FBI, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, alphabet soup of agencies they went to, and they actually partnered up with the Michigan State Police. Fast forwarding through the story, that harassment just continued to escalate. They actually backdoored my security system on my house, and I figured out how they did it. It was a closed system. I put it in after all this harassment started happening. They did some real petty stuff. They dumped acid in my wood boiler. I had a new, high efficiency wood boiler installed. They dumped acid in the tank.
Stay there. This is incredible. And then let's come back and talk about what it is you discovered and how you've reverse engineered what really happened. This is incredible. We got to get you back again too. Wow. Cause we need to really promote this. This is huge. We'll be right back.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today. December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners should really ask for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now, your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see The Wellness Company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to The Wellness Company.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we have the former vice president and the head of their operations, Dr. Andrew Huff, on. This is the whistleblower of whistleblowers, and so much of the intel we got the last 2.5 years came from him, but he was behind the scenes and went through incredible harassment. Now, he's got a book that is now out, The Truth About Wuhan, from Skyhorse, destined to be a bestseller, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History. Dr. Andrew G. Huff, former EcoHealth Alliance vice president and senior scientist. This is the guy that sent the documented reports to the Senate committees. This is the guy that got massively harassed for it. And now he is standing tall, fighting harder than ever. See, we're finishing up with the harassment. Then let's get into what they don't want us to know, how you reverse engineered this, working in these labs, what you know they really did, and where this is all going, doctor.
Well, I didn't reverse engineer anything. And that's the whole stupidity of this situation you're in. And this is what the book looks like for the people who want to buy it. Nice and shiny. And it's sad that it got to this point. So there are a number of peer-reviewed publications that came out recently that look at this from like a Bayesian or statistical approach, which say, what's the probability of this occurring in nature? And there is no chance, it's highly improbable, it's one in the billions that this would, this could emerge from nature. Now, if you go back then you look at some of the other publications that came out over the past year, really, since, you know, they started clamping down on me. So the funny part here is if they would have let me come forward a year ago, this story wouldn't have been as big, because other scientists who did some great work proved that certain aspects of the genetics of the SARS-CoV-2 virus had been patented by the likes of Moderna, NIH, and Dr. Ralph Baric. So think about this. They go out and they surveil and they look at, scientists look at the disease that's circulating the planet, okay, after it emerges. And then they look at the genetics of it using something called BLAST. And then they find perfect matches to specific sequences that have also been patented back in 2015, 2014. And that tells you everything right there. It shows that the agent, SARS-CoV-2, and the medical countermeasure, the vaccine, were co-developed together. And that's typically what happens in bioweapons programs. I get that question a lot. So they're like, you know, people ask me, is this a bioweapon? Well, not in the traditional sense. So when you want to use a bioweapon, if you're a state-sponsored actor or military, you want to use it to knock out, debilitate your enemy. And, you know, if this is a bioweapon, it's not a very good one, but it could be used for a new type of asymmetrical warfare, where it could be used to stoke fear, like in terrorism, or economically. I don't believe that
it can be used as the pretext for lockdowns and the Great Reset.
Exactly. And why that's so interesting is that, you know, people come to me like, oh, this is all a big part of the master plan. Well, maybe some people had this as part of their master plan, but I don't think all the players were on board. And that's why they have this event 201. You know, one thing I talk about in the book is that the epidemiology of this disease is clear. This infectious disease emerged in late August or early September of 2019. That was months before the U.S. government told everyone what was going on here. And I didn't do that work. Other scientists did that work, but I went and looked at it. It's excellent. And it was replicated, and other people independently did different studies, which were correlated or validated the other people's work. So this is all rock solid scientists that had been done by science, by the global community. So, you know, a lot of scientists, you know, we weren't all bad. Some of us really did the right thing.
No, I understand. So give us the bottom line then. I mean, obviously, it was made of a composite, a chimeric virus of a bunch of already patented strains. They've been lying about it. Senator Paul's on it. He's got your information. What do we need to know about this and where this is going?
Well, I don't know where it's going. Hopefully what happens is we're sending Dr. Anthony Fauci to prison. Hopefully we send Dr. Ralph Baric to prison. I hope we send Dr. Daszak to prison, because that's where they all deserve to be. I mean, this is the biggest scam, travesty that's ever happened to humanity. And I can understand why the Chinese government, the Communist Party, and the U.S. government tried to cover this up, because it's terrible. But if you wouldn't have had these key people making stupid decisions, one after another, just to fuel their own greed, we wouldn't have millions of deaths around the planet. We wouldn't have had these lockdowns. And the fact that our governments then go along with these globalist type people like the World Economic Foundation, Klaus Schwab, these maniacs, I mean, it's just insane. The whole premise of our freedoms being restricted and taken away to prevent this disease from spreading was ridiculous. And this is why I signed the Great Barrington Declaration early on. You know, I actually helped work on some of the national pandemic preparedness plans for different agencies. And they talked about lockdowns, and we actually modeled and simulate these to see when you use them. And actually, it does make sense. When they first came out and said, we need to lock down for 2 weeks, that was actually part of the plan. But when they said, we need to lock down for another 30 days, we need to lock down for another 60 days, we need to keep extending these emergency relief acts, it's all nonsense. And really what they've done is they've created a whole biomedical military industrial complex around this gain of function work, which is nonsense, and the medical countermeasure of a vaccine that doesn't work. And to show you how, like, you know, to explain this to your audience, how I've come along and how I evolved, when this first came out, I was pro mRNA jabs. I said, everyone should go and get this. You know, I trust the government. And then I started to see the histopathology data, the pathology reports coming out. And then that added with the fact that, and then I read the clinical trial reports of the tests that they conducted, and it was clear that the jabs were not preventing transmission. In fact, they were causing the new variants to emerge. So the more you jab people, the more variants you get. Then you get to the point where you realize, okay, well, this is having no impact. It looks like it's having no impact on the burden of disease. And, you know, it might actually be hurting people. There's no informed consent. So here we are, the government, or our government, is still recommending this poison to people. It doesn't make sense to me. And the problem, it's a slippery slope. You know, you go as a scientist like me, I worked for the government for a number of years, everyone thinks I'm deep state, fine. I'm deep state. But they violated my trust too. And through that process, I now question everything that they tell me. You know, what can you believe from these people? And a simple fact that I like to point out to the naysayers, you know, on Twitter about this is that the vast majority of scientific research in medicine and psychology cannot be replicated. They call it the replication crisis. And there's a reason for that. If it can't be replicated, it's not valid. But they don't want you to know that. The government doesn't pay to replicate studies. And this problem has been going on for years. And now they're just pushing this product on people to basically keep a new economy going.
Well, that's right. And we ended the last segment with the harassment, with them breaking into your new security system. Finish up with the harassment. Has the harassment stopped now because it didn't work, or what's happening?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically I beat these guys. I mean, the height of it is I actually got in a gunfight with these guys on my property. I reported to the Michigan State Police. Nobody showed up. There's witnesses to this, my neighbors, my wife. It was a prolonged engagement. That's what we call it in the military. It was an hour-long
engagement. I mean, describe that story. Tell us about that.
Well, it was simple. So I was sitting in my house, actually in the room next door, and there was a man hiding in the bushes who was armed, operating a small drone around my house. Well, who cares about the small drone? But I have an armed guy trespassing on my property. So I did what any American would do. Out in a rural area, this is a stand your ground state. I grabbed my firearms and I went after him. I called the police first. I told them there was an armed trespasser on my property. When I went after him, they shot at me. He turned at me with a firearm in his pocket, and that's when I started to shoot at him. And then they started to return fire back across the swamp. I own 200 acres in a remote area. You know, the whole thing is...
Which is a lesson to everybody. You fired back at the real... You know, people say, oh, you work for the deep state. Yeah, we should be ready to have defectors back to America who were never bad and wake up and tell the truth. The key to bringing them down is going to be people like you and Edward Snowden. It's going to be insiders. So when you finally shot back at them, they went away after that.
They ran away, and they actually... I had them pinned down so bad... This gentleman deployed what's known as a tactical rescue beacon. I hadn't seen one of these things in the military, and I laughed. Well, I mean, I was sort of happy that I was had on top of this guy, but this guy actually deployed something into the sky that made a sonic noise and emitted, I'm guessing, other technology so rescue vehicles would come to his location. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The rescue vehicles actually came down to the front of my driveway. I have a mile-long driveway, and they were waiting to pick this person up. When I came back, I had my wife call the sheriff's department again to find out where the heck they were. I reloaded. I went back to the point where I thought this person was escaping, and the sheriff's department actually went by my driveway with their sirens on at about 100 miles an hour, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was just shocked, and I did an interview with Majid Nawaz after this shortly happened with my wife, who's a professor at Michigan State University. I mean, and she was a firsthand witness to all this. And
No, I hear you. Just stay there. It's just incredible what they do. Their intimidation backfired.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
The powerful combination of both vitamin C and zinc are great stepping stones to leading a healthier life. InfoWars has made it easier to make sure you are getting enough in your system with a supplement that contains both. This InfoWars Life offering vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips should be your next purchase from the InfoWars store. The rose hips contained within are a part of the rose flower just below the petals that contain the rose plant seeds. Natural chemicals found in the hips may even be helpful for
for a variety of health conditions, including those with osteoarthritis and for those with pain after surgery, studies have shown. As for vitamin C and zinc themselves, you probably already know that they play an important role in nutrition, immune defense, and the maintenance of your everyday health. It has been reported that intake of both is often inadequate, even in affluent populations like here in America. So next time you visit, be sure to check it out at InfoWarsStore.com, where we promise our rose hips don't lie.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
It's a post-COVID world now. Americans have lost trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. There's a solution. The Wellness Company. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer. And I can tell you firsthand that these verticals of uncensored content, virtual appointments, doctors on demand, prescriptions through a network of community pharmacies, in-home, in vitro diagnostics, laboratory testing, imaging, an online set of holistic products can help guide you for your usual general medical care, but also COVID-19, acute and post-COVID syndromes, vaccine injury syndromes, and the array of things that now America has to work through in this new world that we're living in. So go to onlinehealthnow.com and check out The Wellness Company for a low monthly fee. You can get started today and on a pathway to better health.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Final segment with our special guest and then loaded phones, your calls, one after the other, in the third hour. Dr. Andrew Huff, The Truth About Wuhan. We're going to tape a special hour-long commercial-free show this Saturday at noon, later about 2 o'clock or so, because I want to add a bunch of documents and clips to it, but that'll be out Saturday, but we're live right now. The book, The Truth About Wuhan, available at Amazon.com, Skyhorse Publishing, you name it. And everything he's saying is documented. He was the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance. He did release all this info that turned out to be very accurate. And now he's got this book coming out that's going to be a bestseller. Incredible. In the nine and a half minutes we have left here, you go through a lot of stuff in the book here about what were the potential goals of the program, how does it help the globalist agenda, the gain of function. As you pointed out earlier, the asinineness of Fauci with two attorney generals, Louisiana and Missouri, within a seven-hour deposition. He doesn't know who his best friends are for 30, 40 years and the heads of people he runs projects with. It'd be like Obama saying he doesn't know who Joe Biden is or Batman saying he doesn't know who Robin is. I mean, this is crazy.
Oh, it's absolute crazy. But I think what's going to happen here in the near future, I believe and I hope that Congress fully investigates. You should question everything that I'm saying. And I like that type of scrutiny. We should be questioning. This is a big deal. My allegations, when I said they're inflammatory. It's massive in terms of the type of impact it could have on geopolitical relations. Go ahead. Question everything that I'm saying. But When I'm proven to be right about all these things, and I continue to be proven right, we need to hold these people accountable. This whole idea that we're doing gain-of-function work where we're enhancing the virulence, the pathogenicity, the infectivity, we're making so this stuff can – these diseases can survive longer in the environment, then increasing their environmental persistence – it's nonsense. I mean, to evolve an agent to 150,000 years into the future – and then make a vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, you know, the mRNA platform to treat these Frankenstein diseases that we create makes no sense. It's a huge waste of taxpayer money. And because we created this massive economy, we have to do something to stop it. And otherwise, my fear is this is just going to continue into the future. It's going to be another reason to oppress humans around the planet. Actually, this is a global fight. I mean, this isn't just an American one. The same fight that's happening here, and I think you're showing clips of it earlier, that the same thing is happening in China. I mean, people in China are standing up against the Communist Party and what's going on. I mean, the one funny thing here I like to point out to people, and people will think, you know, this will just make perfect sense. When this disease breaks out in China, do you really believe that the only city that has this disease is Wuhan? But the only information that the Chinese government are putting out, well, we have this contained in Wuhan, we locked down Wuhan, the disease isn't going to spread out. I mean, that's insane. It's going around the rest of the planet, but, you know, Wuhan's the only place.
Well, obviously, they're training people for a global social credit score, the red code, the green, yellow code, the green code, telling everybody to randomly stay in their house over 100 days. That doesn't stop a virus locking you in 130 days in a high rise when the virus only lasts a few weeks or whatever. I mean, it's all so incredibly obvious. And it's a giant exercise of power.
Yes, power and grab for money. If you look at these organizations, the WEF and some of, you know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, even though they're not directly tied in my story, they're all around it. You ask yourself, well, what do these people have to gain from what's happening? And they want to create, in my opinion, it feels like they want to create a world that's good for them to live in, where we have to then change the way that we live so they can have their lifestyle.
That's right. We stayed locked down so they can go out and enjoy themselves. I mean, look at this video of the Pied Piper, just came out today in China, of one medical tyranny worker leading thousands of people to a camp who came up red code. I mean, this is all just an exercise in total control.
Oh, absolutely. And it makes you wonder, could that kind of thing ever happen in the United States? And the worst fear is that kind of thing could become a reality, but it won't as long as people stand up and fight. And that's what I encourage all of your audience to do. And not just, you know, actually fight. I'm not talking about guns here, but you also have to be politically active. You know, people always say, well, I'm not going to get a lot of traction with my congressman, who am I, or my senator. But, you know, when they get inundated with letters, phone calls, you show up to rallies or they're the places that they're appearing and talking, and you get loud and vocal, they hear you. And they're terrified of not.
No, I totally agree with you. By the way, they should make a Hollywood movie about you, because it's all on record this happened. And you finally, you know, they brandish a gun, you start shooting at them, they run. And so what, the harassment stopped after you did that?
Well, a couple of things happened. So I started working with Tom Renz. Tom Renz files a $1 billion lawsuit against these clowns. Equal Health Alliance, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Ralph Baric. There's 1,000 does listed. And what that means is we can expand the case out to anyone that is brought in through depositions or testimony. And that's what we plan to do. We hopefully get to people like Dr. Anthony Fauci and the people behind these people. That's really our goal here. So when that lawsuit was filed, and a couple other things happened. I caught the Michigan State Police trespassing on my property with who I believe to be the FBI. They were pointing what's called a long-range acoustic device at my house, and I caught them red-handed. But who do I have to call? You know, who's going to investigate the state police and the FBI trespassing on my property, playing loud, annoying noises at my house? I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. And how petty the whole thing was.
Well, they did the same thing to the Branch Davidians. They were trying to make you crack up.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the whole funny thing is I actually thought that was part of their playbook just by, I'm not a super religious guy, but there's a few times where I prayed in my life, and one was in combat in Iraq, made out of that alive. And another time was through this craziness. And I came to the conclusion, like, maybe they're trying to make me look crazy. Just by a twist of fate, the local VA medical center here, happened to have my psychologist working there that I saw at the VA when I was a young man, when I had pretty bad PTSD when I first got back from Iraq. I saw him for a number of years, made great progress. And, he had been promoted up to the chief of counseling or psychiatry at my local hospital. So I gave him a call up. I went down there and saw him, and, Dr. Strom, I asked him, like, will you write a letter saying that I'm not crazy? After I told him this whole story to him, he's like, I believe everything you're saying. He wrote me the letter. I've actually posted this to Twitter, too, because I've been completely open on this. And then I sent a copy of this letter off to the Michigan State Police and the FBI Along with the lawsuit being filed, and it all stopped.
Oh, beautiful. You're a real hero, brother, and we appreciate you. And it's good people that have been in the government like you and these private corporate systems coming forward. They're going to stop this dead in its tracks. I can't wait till Saturday. We'll tape for an hour, commercial free. You'll be able to go over all the exhibits. Anything you send us, we'll put it up there, because there's so much of your story you haven't had a chance to tell yet here today. The truth about Wuhan, how I uncovered the biggest lie in history, Dr. Andrew G. Huff. I'm going to buy a bunch of the books from Skyhorse, as we also sell my book published by them, The Great Reset and the War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to sell your book. I can't wait to read it, and I can't wait sometime for you to come to town. Listen, Joe Rogan's known him 25 years, good friend of mine. He has a pet peeve, though. He doesn't like me recommending guests to him or anybody else doing it, though I did get Dr. Peter McCullough on and a bunch of other guests. I hooked up with Joe. So I'm going to break my rule. Let me get your number and info to the producer. When this show's over in an hour after I take calls, I'm going to call Joe and say, you got to get this guy on. Only thing you got to do, though, is when you come to Austin, come in studio with us. But I'm going to call Joe Rogan today and say, hey, buddy, you need to check this out. Incredible job. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. So that's a big deal. That's the real deal, because all his work I've followed, it's all documented. And I've had some of that stuff go on over the years, but it you know, it stopped as well. I'm not even told these stories. People wouldn't even believe them. But let's just say one time it didn't go too well for him. But it wasn't with guns, though. But all the power I've got is through God, and it all goes to God. And God works through you. And there's nobody fighting the tyrants harder than we are. And we're here in this special place to do this. And I got to tell you, I fired the bat signal. We need your support. We're barely hanging on paying the bills here. We're going to stay on air, but I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And I need you to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the other great products, Ultimate Krill Oil is the highest grade of krill oil. It does for your cardiovascular, your brain, your dreams. Everything's amazing. Our nootropics are different formulas. They're all very different and amazing. One is Brain Force Ultra. One is Brain Force Plus. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off with promo code 1776. And free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more. Below 50, though, we've cut the price in half. We got a big national shipping department. I got out of the shipping business. We got a great new folks doing it, and it's awesome. And so InfoWarsStore.com for your fizzy magnesium powder, for everything. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And talk about a great Christmas gift. Get a signed as a fundraiser, I thank those that have gotten it, or an unsigned book of The Great Reset and the War for the World at InfoWarsStore.com. And I can tell you, coming up very soon, we're going to see signed copies of The Great Reset and the War for the World at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is your last chance to get these. We got another promotion coming up later for a limited time. They'll be available again one more time, but this is it. The Great Reset and the War for the World, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. That's all I asked for. All right, callers, you've been patient. I'm going right to you in T-minus 2 minutes. Stay with us.
December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners should really ask for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now, your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com. Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I want to thank the callers for holding during that hour, but that was particularly important and informative. We can bring down the whole New World Order operation. Matt in New York, welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, Alex? Yeah, in my opinion, none of these people are qualified after this whole COVID debacle. You know, and voting for this corrupt system, it makes me feel like a retard at a carnival playing a rigged game that, you know, no matter how hard I try, you just can't win. You know what I mean? So
what
we
sure. So what do we do? What do we do then?
In my opinion, we have to stop feeding the beast, right? We don't stop paying our taxes. We pay our taxes to our own community. You know what I mean? To an open, transparent fund. What's so hard about that? We cut out the military-industrial complex. We prevent World War III from happening, and we reign peace on Earth simply by cutting off these freaking tyrants. From this, they have unlimited funds. They just steal our money. Why can't we have a system open and transparent in all our communities where our taxes go directly into that? And could you imagine if we took all that money that they blow on these wars and that go inside all these guys' pockets and we used it at home? Could you imagine the utopia that we would live in that would spread throughout this whole freaking realm? It would be unbelievable. It's real simple. If we keep feeding this beast, it's going to eat us. You know what I mean? If we stop feeding the beast, we'll starve it, and then we can kill it.
Well, I agree. We shouldn't support the big globalist corporations. We should support local. They don't even need our, quote, tax money. They do that to keep us down and control little people. They print all the money they want. But, yeah, we need to absolutely exit us out of their system.
Without a doubt. This whole thing, in my opinion, I don't know how anybody could say that this whole COVID thing was anything but a hoax. There's been multiple people that have filed.
Well, sir, here's the deal. I know, telling local governments to give them the isolated virus. Local governments don't have it.
Correct.
They're clearly creating bioweapons at labs, but you're right. It's the shots that really make you sick. I appreciate your call. Mike in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today, brother?
I'm all right talking to you, brother. Still on air. Still above ground.
That's right. I love you, brother. Thanks for everything you do. I just want to start by saying I heard you talking about the T-shirt, what do you call them, fundraiser shirts that you were thinking, brainstorming about bringing up. And I think it's time over the past few weeks and even years. I mean, it's just been building in my mind. We really need an Owen Schroyer was right or something around the lines. Owen has been absolutely killing it. I mean, he makes these. He calls it out. He makes this prediction. And
absolutely. We'll put on an Owen Schroyer was right shirt.
Oh, you're the man, Alex. Maybe a War Room logo on the back.
Sure, we need to do it. I need to get the money to actually print the shirts, but you're absolutely right.
I got every shirt, Alex. With the last blowout sale, I bought everything in my size. I mean, where are you going to get a $5 T-shirt?
Well, you're the one keeping us on air. But again, at $5, we lose money. Most T-shirts cost, because they're high-quality fabric, some of them are like $15 a piece. Most are like $6 a piece to make. But, yeah, we need money to even buy future product. We're always, like, caught in this conundrum. If it wasn't for that Bitcoin donation, we'd be off air right now. We're so close, though, and I agree that as soon as we get extra funds, we're going to put out some new shirts, because we've gotten a lot of requests for those.
Yeah, just to pay homage to Owen, I think he's earned it. He's really putting.
I know you said that. Hey, you want to talk about Rand Paul?
Well, the people before covered it. I just want to say I think he's the real deal, and I think he's got real skin in the game. And I think it'd be a great person to get behind. No baggage, none of the garbage. It's just, you know, he's
and
just
the left tried to kill him twice with the shooting attack at the baseball game and the other thug attack and a bunch of other attacks. They don't like him. They want him dead.
Exactly. And that's what I mean. Real skin in the game. You know, we need people who understand what it's like to be under attack, because quite frankly, we're under attack.
We are. Great points. God bless you. We're going to break for 1 minute, and we're going to go to Baldy and we're going to go to Reagan, and we're going to go to Catherine, and we're going to go to Robert, we're going to go to Daniel, we're going to go to Marvin, we're going to go to Carlos, we're going to go to Aaron, we're going to go to John. In the order your calls are received, bam, 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 bam. Love the calls, love the angles that you take us in. But I'll tell you this, there won't be any InfoWars shirts the next few months if folks don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Look, I'm lying, I'm dying. I'm in personal bankruptcy. I'm out of money, personally. This place is out of money. And we're going to stay on air, but we need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We're right at the edge of the red and black, right on the edge.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned. It's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're now into hour number three, taking your phone calls in the order they're received. Baldy in Florida. Thanks for joining us.
Great, great. So, speaking of Owen Schroyer in the war room, the last time you and I talked, you said you wanted to replay my call from January 3rd, 2020, the very first day that President Trump was briefed on the Wuhan virus. I was the first caller into the war room, predicted a false flag pandemic, which would lead to forced vaccines, that the vaccines would make everything worse, and that Alex Jones would join the Baldies. But I have a definite answer to your poll of who the Liberty Movement should support moving forward. And I feel there's only one answer. In a little further context, when we were talking, it was during the 15 days to slow the spread. I got through a couple times and was begging and pleading for you and your audience to realize that this was the April Fool's virus. But unfortunately, the biggest fool of them all, President Trump, did not wait until April Fool's Day to extend the lockdowns. Instead, extended them way further. And between that, pushing warp speed, and trust me, no one has lost more family, friends, or fortune on this guy. I lost over $50,000 when the election was stolen from him. I'm a firm supporter of him, but when they deplatformed you and others, he didn't come out in support of free speech. So then he got it in the back. So you know, in politics, everything is fair. He lost in relative to politics, fair and square. Tulsi Gabbard, pretty face. I like what she says. Her association with Bernie Sanders and the young leaders. And besides the fact her resume is not long enough.
Sure. So I'm asking, we'll put the poll on screen. We have an InfoWars.com poll going.
That's right.
Who would you support? Let me just tell listeners who just tuned in. Because a lot of folks are on the radio. They're not watching us on TV. They're not watching us, you know, via their eyeballs. They're listening to us. Who would you vote for in 2024 GOP primary? Rand Paul gets 26%. Ron DeSantis gets 23%. Donald Trump gets 44%. And Tulsi Gabbard gets 7%. We just started the poll. It's got 2,713 votes. It's on InfoWars.com. We'll close the poll out tomorrow. It'll have hundreds of thousands of votes. So what do you think the political combination for victory is? Go ahead.
So far, Baldy has crossed off Tulsi Gabbard, President Trump, and Rand Paul. I love him, but the polls just overall are a little too soft. We got President Trump because Ron Paul got pushed out of the Republican.
Okay, so who would you support out of those four? I got to get to other callers.
Baldy used to call in from New York. Now he calls in from Florida. Okay, I put my money where my mouth is.
So you like DeSantis?
He's the only choice, bro.
I got it. Thank you.
Open your eyes.
I love your calls, but we can't do 4 minutes with you. I got to get to the next caller. Thank you. Let's go to Reagan in Idaho. Go ahead.
Jones, God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Okay. Give me General Flynn and Rand Paul.
Oh, that'd be a good ticket. I love General Flynn.
He's got the brawn and Paul's got the brains. Perfect combo.
So who would be the president and who would be the vice president?
Either combo. Either one.
Well, because Paul's already been in government, I bet Flynn would defer as long as he was actually in charge of a lot of foreign policy. I bet he would be the VP. So a Paul-Flynn ticket. I like that.
Absolutely, 100%. And I want to say one more thing. There was a question that you posed a while ago when you said, why is it that all the moms are instinctively worried about their children and taking them out of the cities and wanting to flee? I have to tell you, that's exactly what I did. And it's because the Holy Spirit put it on me, and I could not silence it until I left Vegas and moved to Idaho, and it's just God's country.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add, Regan?
No, just God bless all of you. And what an incredible segment. God bless Dr. Huff.
Thank you so much. I want to play a clip here and then go back to your calls. Yeah, Dr. Huff was incredible. And we're going to do another special commercial-free show Saturday with him. So this broadcast is so special, and I'm so blessed to be here. I'm not a booster of Tulsi Gabbard's. I've seen her come a long way. I've seen her lead the Democratic Party. I've seen her come out against the wars, the shots, the surveillance, the censorship, all of it. And I did discover that a lot of the people they put on the Young Global Leaders thing 20, 30 years ago was made up. Fake it till you make it is what Klaus Schwab did. So she responded to this yesterday. Here's a clip where she got asked about it, and she's saying, they just put me on there. Well, you know Trudeau, you know Macron, you know the people they control because they actually take orders from them and say, Build Back Better, Great Reset, they support the lockdown. She didn't support that. And I'm not here to boost her. I'm just saying, just because Klaus Schwab puts you on some list of global leaders does not mean you're part of the organization. Here it is.
What happened was early, I don't know, maybe in the first or second year that I served in Congress, I found out that my picture and name had been placed on the World Economic Forum's website under this category they have listed as Young Global Leaders. And I looked at it and I was like, okay, well, they have different people of different political parties and from around the world that are on this website. I was never asked to join and I was never informed by them that they had put my name and picture on their website. And I honestly didn't know that much about it. People have said, oh, well, what did you learn by graduating from Klaus Schwab's Young Global Leaders Academy or all this stuff? And it's just, it's unfortunate, that there's a lot of, I don't know, false assumptions being made, I guess. It's an organization. I've never gone to any of their shenanigans. That's a good word. I've never gone to any of their events. I didn't graduate from any. I've literally not had anything to do with the World Economic Forum. And
oh,
the
yeah,
reason,
there you go. I believe her because when I saw that a year ago, I went and searched everywhere and did not find her anywhere. But some of the people who were on it, like iPatch, we did. And Lord Rothschild and Zuckerberg and Alexander Soros, oh, they're all part of it. But I looked at her name everywhere, no connection, no speech, nowhere. Okay, William in California, you're on the air. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me, sir?
I can. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Man, Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron, they just have nothing on you, man. You knock it out of the park. Today is no exception. Hats off to Dr. Huff. I have to be sitting on the edge of my seat all the time when I turn you on, man.
The real world's edge of the seat. We're in it together. So what's your take on the situations?
Well, real quick, I know I keep this into a time frame here. First of all, I'm still a B12 advocate. Without it, I wouldn't make it. But, you know, the Braveheart moment here, getting more intense. We've got to do something here. And you know, we're getting fogged over with who we're going to vote for. I think we need to have world tribunals with the war crimes they've committed so far. You know, we need to address first things first. These people need to be held accountable.
No, I agree. And that begins with flooding city councils, health department meetings, PTA meetings, exactly. School boards, and bringing these subjects up. You're trying to forcibly inject us. You're getting your new lockdowns ready. We want you to go to prison. We need to totally scare legally and lawfully the minions of Agenda 2030, our local governments, that we are not on board with this crap.
Exactly. I can't, you know, I'm hoping the Texas Rangers, they're not going to, you know, where are they? You know, they should be standing up. Hey, you know, one Ranger, one riot. You know, send me in there. Swear me in. You know, I've had enough of this. I've had enough, man. You know, with what they're doing, you know, we need to have two or three presidents. We need to have something going on here where we have tribunals and people are.
Well, I tell you, Rand Paul's the closest to that. Saying Nuremberg too, we're going to arrest Fauci. Governor DeSantis coming out saying we're going after the big pharma, the Ascendant vaccine. You've got these whistleblowers. We're on the march, brother. We're fighting back. This isn't a one-sided deal. I mean, we're giving as good as we're getting. we're kicking and screaming and biting like crocodiles and kicking like mules, brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for everything you do. You know, you make my day, man. You really do.
You make mine. I love you, brother. Nothing chills me to the bone more than the footage we'll show when we come back, though, of the one white-clad biomedical tyrant high priest leading thousands into a slave camp in China. We do not want to be that.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and Alpha Power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
In Arizona, I think we watched the election be slowly stolen day by day, counting these mail-in ballots. And it's absolutely absurd for anyone to take our election seriously when it's election month, Alex. It's not election day. And that's the problem. And everything changed after COVID-19. They illegally changed state elections, mailing ballots to anyone and everyone, and sometimes mailing multiple ballots to people. Well, this isn't any way to run an election. We aren't a serious country when we have elections that can be stolen like this. And I believe that, just like I believe the election was stolen in 2020, and I have no problem saying that, and it is so absurd for the media and the Democrats to attack us that question our election integrity and question the fact that elections shouldn't be run the way they are. We're not election deniers. We're election realists.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going
to
go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalists 30 years ago. I've been on air 28 years. And I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you. And I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, to redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see the wellness company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to the wellness company.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're going right back to your phone calls, but Gavin McGinnis is going to be joining us later in the week. Gay went and gave him a little visit. They haven't, I guess, released the full interview yet. And I wonder if Gay walked back anything he said on air. Well, let's go ahead and play the clip.
We start?
I think we shall.
Yay. Nick, we're here. So this is Saturday afternoon, 2 days after the InfoWars interview. And I was just telling you before we started filming that we were watching it at home, and Ryan and I were just looking at each other. About every 20 minutes, we'd look at each other and just go, whoa. Like, this is a big deal. This was an event. And I think that there's a spectrum of reactions, of course, and the biggest reaction, the most positive one, is it's the craziest, most punk rock thing since the Sex Pistols got kicked off the Bill Grundy show. But on the other end of the spectrum, people are saying this is bad for a presidential campaign, to say the least. Where do you stand on that spectrum?
I think it's awesome for a presidential campaign.
Yeah?
To have someone that's honest, that understands the state of the world, and that's ready to listen to what the American people need.
But Hitler's got a pretty bad reputation.
Well, who made that reputation? That was made by Jewish people.
Well, the murdering Jews was a pretty big part of his bad reputation.
Yeah, but some of it's incorrect. Also, the Holocaust is not the only Holocaust. So okay. For them to take that and claim, we have abortion right now, that's eugenics, that's genocide. That's a Holocaust that we're dealing with right now. So because Jewish people control the majority of the media, along with banks, along with real estate, along with...
Well, this should be interesting. Catherine in Canada, thank you for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm in the fight. You keep me in the fight. Thanks for keeping me there. That's where I'm at.
Okay, I got some things to say about why I think Ye thinks and says the things he does. He doesn't understand, quite frankly, he's too rich and famous to understand the different factions that of the New World Order / like satanic cabal. Everywhere he looks, he's going to see certain groups. Quite frankly, he's not going to see the smaller echelon.
Well, exactly. He's been inside one cabal, so he thinks that's everything.
That's exactly what I think. He doesn't understand, like, there's the Boule, there's the Asians, there's triads. These are all different. Klaus Schwab.
There's the British Empire. There's the Nazi remnant. Yeah.
You crystallized it when you were talking about the Tulsi Gabbard clip, how they just put your name on a list, and she didn't even know she was on it, and all of a sudden, all these people think she was New World Order.
And by the way, I didn't just believe her. I went and did a deep dive and had my crew do it, because they would have listed her at their events on their site. She's not on there. It wasn't true.
Well, that's the thing. I think Ye only looks at the surface of things and then doesn't, like, look a little deeper. And I think he's just too rich and famous to understand that. And I think that's what's going on with him, is he just keeps hearing the same kind of things and what personally is going on with him. So he thinks that's the whole world, right? It's a bubble that people can get in if you're Ye or myself or yourself. And I think that's what's going on with him.
Well,
right,
I want to be
now.
Clear. I believe in his First Amendment. I believe he has the right to say what he says. Doesn't mean I have to agree with it. He's been sending me
Nobody
some texts.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think anyone agrees with it. I think I think someone just needs to pop his bubble. Unfortunately, everyone needs to hit a rock bottom, and that has to happen to him for him to realize. That's what I think.
Thank you, Catherine. Powerful call. John in Nebraska, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. Pros and cons on Yay. The January 26, 1995 New York Times. Poland lowers Auschwitz death toll from 4 million to 1.5 million. That right there would mean you have to lower the 6 to 3.5. And another point on the same date, January 26, 1891, New York Times. Russia's population of 5 to 6 million Jews, dash, about 6 million persecuted, miserable wretches. If you check, what's his name here? Nick Kollerstrom, K-O-L-L. He has 287 headlines from 1850 to 1945 that pair the term six with million Jews. So that's a yay that's a pro for yay, in my opinion. A yay negative, you can't go from zero to Hitler in 5 seconds, or you'll lose the listener immediately. Are you there, buddy?
I'm listening.
Okay.
That's quite the term. You can't go from zero to Hitler. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, so here's a Hitler pro for yay, Dunkirk. If people take a step back on Dunkirk.
Sure, Hitler let the British Expeditionary Force leave.
Yes, from May 27 to June 4, 1940, Hitler allows the Brits over 338,000 folks to evacuate. That was a beach a few hundred yards wide at most and a mile or two in length. He could have taken them out in a half hour, but he wanted peace, which my next point is, do how many people know Hitler made 7 peace offers between 1933 and...
That's right. Albert Speer was, not Albert Speer, that was his Ministry of Interior, and it was Rudolf Hess, his deputy Führer, actually parachuted into one of the castles with the peace deal.
Yes, May 10, 1941, he was imprisoned in solitary confinement until he was murdered in 1987, so they wanted to shut up Rudolf Hess. Now,
well, you obviously know your history. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Thanks, buddy. Here's my final point, and this is a blockbuster. At 7:27 p.m. Central Standard Time this last Sunday, December 4th, on America's favorite television program, Yellowstone, this young lady comes into the office to seduce Kevin Costner's son, who's the attorney general, and she starts to sip her
phone. Hold on, your phone's breaking up. Shift your phone. I want to hear this. I heard Yellowstone. Get back on your phone. Go ahead.
Sorry. 7:27 p.m. on Sunday. So next Central. So next Sunday, they'll rerun it unless they scrub it now.
Okay, what happened on the show?
She unzips her thing, and she says, we had a 6 p.m. appointment. And he said, 6 p.m.? And she said, yeah, 6 p.m. There is the 666 in bed that Hollywood and TV for over, well, TV for 70 years, but Hollywood for 100, have put into about a third of the Hollywood films. Now, people have their arguments about why. I think it has something to do with Revelation 13:18, in which it says, here is wisdom, dot, 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 the number of the beast, 666. Kanye's pointing out the evils of Hollywood. This may well be a clue, and I learned all of this 25 years ago from Steve Quayle at a conference in Bozeman, Montana.
Oh, yeah. Let's do this, guys. I'm interviewing Dr. Huff again Saturday at noon. Can we call Steve Quayle and ask him pretty please to come on at like 1:30 Central after we tape that? They'll air like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We tape shows on Saturday. We can add little extra articles and nuggets and little juicies to it. Show. Those are really popular shows. Get about 4 million views on average, so we love doing those. Thank you for the call, John. Great points. All right, we're going to come back from the break, go to more calls straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's News Today.
December 2022 is here.
And we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners should really ask for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now, your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, that made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars, despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars, the ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Robert in Thailand and others in Canada, you name it, are up next. Here on the Alex Jones Show, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. But I meant to cover this when it broke last Friday. I didn't get to it, so I want to play it now and just briefly comment. If you're an American and you believe in July 4th, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and Declaration of Independence, you're not an Anglophile. You're not worshiping the British government. You're not worshiping the British crown. Plus, they're not even British. They're not even German. They're like Transylvanian. And they're at the heart of the New World Order. And you go to a Walgreens, you go to a grocery store, when you're checking out, my whole life, it's just nothing but royal family crap. Like, it's our first family, and it's like we're supposed to worship it. And they take away the Brits' culture. They don't let them promote any nationalism except the royal family, which is running the country to destroy it. So Prince Charles is now King Charles III, and he is on the World Economic Forum and helping captain it. And he wants to depopulate you. So I love the Celtics player who got questioned when the royal family was there, that, you know, idiot princeling and his wife. And then the coach also just blow it away, because this is a joke. America is not about worshiping royalty. Here it is.
I know you guys have played in front of a lot of celebrities, but what was it like to compete in front of royalty tonight? The Prince and Princess of Wales were in the building.
It was just a regular game to me.
Did you get a chance to meet with the royal family? And if not, how was it like having them there in the building?
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph?
The Prince and Princess of Wales.
Oh, no, I did not. I'm only familiar with one royal family. I don't know too much about that one. Thank you. But I'm glad hopefully they're Celtic fans. Yeah. Thank you.
We're Americans. We don't worship these people. It's disgusting. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Thailand. You're on the air, Robert. Go ahead. Sorry, your phone's breaking up. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Marvin in Alabama. Marvin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. So T-shirt idea real quick is gay frog conversion therapy is not a crime. I think you should put that on the website.
That's a pretty good idea. Gay frog conversion therapy is not a crime.
It's not a crime. Yeah, I like that one. And as far as I know, it's my original idea. I've never seen that anywhere.
It's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good. Yeah, but so for Ye, I think a lot of people are kind of missing the bigger picture, like the caller a few minutes ago that said you can't go zero to Hitler, you know, in 5 minutes, but you can if your goal, your mission is to break the paradigm. And so I think in a biblical term, we refer to that as spiritual warfare, but I think a more modern term for that might be paradigm warfare, where we're in a situation now where it's actually we're being controlled on what we're allowed to think and say, even to the point of being forced to actually speak words. So with their pronoun, you know, obsession, we actually have to speak the words that they want us to say. So
could a new pronoun be identified as Hitler?
You know, as far as I know, they're infinite, is my understanding, although I've never
folks who identify as Apache attack helicopters. So you could identify, you know, Joe Biden identifies as a pedophile, criminal. You could identify as baby Hitler. I think Nick Fuentes does that.
Yeah, or a gay frog, you know, maybe. But
I'm a gay frog. So, by the way, I'm not being mean to Nick. I'm having some fun with Nick. I said on Crowder I want to debate Nick Fuentes because, you know, I didn't really, I mean, I'm sitting there like, you like Hitler too? Nick's like, yeah, like really happy about it. So I want to have a little bit of a discussion with him about that.
I didn't really take it that way, and that's part of my call is that I think that Ye is leaving clues, and you know he's supposedly rewriting the Constitution, and he's not dropping clues that he's rewriting it in a using fascist or Nazi tenets. He's saying he's using Christian tenets. So if he wanted to, he never comes out and says like I'm a fan of what Hitler you know stood for. He's very careful.
No, I hear you. Here's my deal. Look, I like Kanye West. I'm glad he came on the show. I think he is being provocative, free speech stuff. I don't like some of the things he says. But if it's a litmus test for me to say I like Hitler, well, I fail your litmus test. I appreciate your call. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. Give us your take on this.
Well, very briefly, Alex. In my opinion, okay, President Trump was elected by the majority of people in America, bar none. I mean, there's no debate. He cannot run against the governor of the state of Florida if he's a resident of Florida. That would be president and vice president of the same state. And I don't know whether that's allowed or not.
It's not.
But the point I want to make is that President Trump is one of the greatest politicians, well-known, who has already established for himself results. He's one who, when it comes to campaigning, is one of the best in history. And he's a man who stands tall because self-financed, everybody that tried to bring him down for corruption has failed, even at the sexual level where he dealt with people like Jeffrey Epstein. So in my opinion, when you want to elect a candidate as an informed elector, I think President Trump is the most known politician out there. Now, having said that, he had a weakness when he was president. You and I have discussed President Trump over the years a lot, and he had no team behind him. And I don't know whether to this date he has discovered that a politician cannot just be elected alone. He has to bring a team of people. Now, the United States right now is infiltrated by American Israeli agents, whether they know it or not, or whether they serve the interests of America after the interest of Israel, because Israel is important. It matters at the level of the institutions of the United States.
Well, and I agree with you in criticizing Israeli infiltration, which does go on, or any other country doing it, is not anti-Jew. And so they conflate loving Hitler with not wanting Israeli infiltration. No, I'm a big critic of that.
Exactly. And not only that, if all the people that were in the key institutions of the United States were Italians and they had an Italian nationality or were, you know, very involved with Italian politics, etc., you know, in some instances, almost a conflict of interest in investments and so on, then people would say, hey, the United States is being run by the mafia. Then you would be anti-mafia. Then you would have the Mafia Defamation League against you. You know, I mean, no, this is absolutely incorrect. The United States is a changing dynamic of social people. And what will bring about the corrections that are needed is the awareness not to follow harebrained ideas like those of the World Economic Forum, to rely on the Constitution of the United States, which is the best instrument of social order in America. I believe that.
No, I agree. The American idea being expressed is so much better than the Klaus Schwab New World Order view, that the American ideal cannot be allowed because people will want that. But here's the thing. As harebrained as Klaus Schwab is, what he wants is being implemented. Shutting down farms, shutting down production, destroying factories, you know, killing the economy. They're really doing it. Thank you, Carlos. All right, we're going to come back and talk to Mike, Aaron, and others straight ahead. And I'll host a little bit in the next hour and hand the baton to our Australian host, who does a great job, is going to be taking over. But seriously, what we're doing here is invaluable. Your calls, the guest, this whole place, the crew. And when I tell you we need support, we need it now. God keeps me treading water to keep me honest, I guess, and keep me hungry. But we're right on the edge of the red and black. We need your support. Plus, we got great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Don't procrastinate. Get amazing products you need, like DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, the amazing Vitamin D3 gummies, highest quality with the calcium for your immune system. All of it is at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping on orders $20 or more and double Patriot points and up to 60% off with promo code 1776. But it's all selling out really fast. Please take action.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned. It's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Look at that. Everybody else is just like yellow or clear. That's because it's been denatured. It's been watered down. We didn't do that. You think I would metaphysically sell you something that is the very best I can get? I'd rather go to hell than do that.
I will only give you the maximum best info, the maximum truth, the maximum product, because I want that goodwill. What I do to you, I do to myself. Don't you get the big secret?
You ever seen fish oil look like that? No, you never seen that, have you? And this little jewel right here is solid liquid consciousness.
Look it up. Find out how even the FDA and the government admits fish oil is incredible. The number one thing anybody can do for themselves is take good fish oil or krill oil. Just like our information is dynamite, so are our products, InfoWarsStore.com.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, that made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars, despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars, the ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun, via your skin, helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Everybody knows, my friends, that the elections are stolen. Everybody knows the globalists want to depopulate us. But what do we do about it? We stop complying with it. And we wake up those that actually don't know. Because the truth is, everybody doesn't know how serious the situation is, but they're starting to. That's why the power structure is so scared. Let's go back to your phone calls. Aaron in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Welcome.
I just want to give a quick Bible study to everybody. Jesus wasn't crucified because he was preaching forgiveness. He was crucified because he called himself God. He called himself the voice in the burning bush. That's why the Pharisees had him crucified. And the reason why he was crucified is because he was supposed to be crucified. The Jews did not push for his crucifixion. Then nobody here talking on any of these platforms, including Ye, would have been forgiven of his sins. All right, so let's move on to the next one.
You say he came willingly as a sacrifice.
That's right, absolutely. It says in the Bible time and time again that the Word became flesh. And when you understand what the Word means to a Jew, that's the Torah. He was the Torah scroll that became a human to sacrifice himself. Because why? Because God couldn't, because the Pharisees couldn't. Anyways, let's move on. We're going to talk about Christ returning. Why is Christ returning? People have said on this program, not you, that he's coming back because things will get bad. Things are bad. okay? Balenciaga is horrible. Things are bad. Christ would return like that a long time ago. He's returning because the Jews are going to admit their offense that they crucified their king. They're going to call upon the name Jesus Christ. So that's why he's coming back. You were on Crowder, and I listened to it. Great. Good job. One of Crowder's guys said basically Christians are very ignorant in this because they don't understand that the whole Bible, through the Bible, God has a plan for the Jews. There's a covenant between the church, the bride of Christ, and there's a covenant between Israel and the Jewish people. Okay? So let's move on from that. We're talking about yay. Okay. Honestly, Alex, there's a spiritual battle going on. You're right in the middle of it, brother. And I'm here. I'm standing with you, man. You are surrounded by wickedness. Okay. There's a spirit of Antichrist floating around. And I think yay embodies that. He came onto your program in a black mask. For 2 years, we've been saying black people in masks are villains. Have we not? We've been literally, people in masks. Look at Fauci. He's a villain. He's a mask. They want to put masks on us. The guy comes in a black mask with his hand on the Bible. And he said, I quote, I am a gargoyle for Christ. Now, if anybody knows what a gargoyle is, come on. He's telling us. And then sometimes you just got to listen to people when they're talking. He's going on every show. He's been on a tour with Nick the Wife Fuentes about how Jews are the problem. And then everybody's like, oh, nobody loves Jews. He said it. That's like a pedophile saying he likes kids. Of course he likes kids. You know what I mean?
Who so does? What?
He's telling us who he is.
Go back to that. I don't follow you there. Who said something pedophilic?
Oh, no, sorry. I'm saying, yay saying he likes Jews while going on a tour for months about how Jews are the problem is like a pedophile saying he likes kids.
Oh, got it. All right, I hear you. Interesting points. Got to jump to the next person. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, I was going to say, man, like 10 years ago, we used to do this thing on Google. Remember, you'd throw out like a call sign and we all like hashtag it. And
yeah, Google bomb. And then it was like, that was like 13, 14 years ago. Yeah.
All right. So the Google bombs. We have control over Twitter now, theoretically, right? So now they're not going to be able to stop that. So we need to do that on Twitter.
A Twitter bomb. What's your idea of a Twitter bomb?
We need to probably hot link up videos from band.video, right? Or we need to hot link up old articles. I would like to see you guys every single day push a Twitter bomb in relation to like continuity of government, Department of Homeland Security, FEMA camps, something to educate these morons out there that we're not playing games. The people that are coming with us are organized. They're FBI. They're radicalized. They're DOJ. They are operating under continuity of government, and they are planning to put you in a damn FEMA box, whether you like or not.
If you're even allowed to live. No, they want to domesticate us, break our will, and then Larry Grathwald infiltrated the Weathermen, and they said they're going to put 50 million people in camps and kill 25 million. That's when there was 200 million Americans. So that's their real plan.
I just want to say one thing, bro. Ever since about the Paul Pelosi story, we've been about five steps ahead of mainstream. Have you noticed that, right? Like whenever they try to float the Poland story when Kazaria supposedly nuked all those goat farmers and killed them all, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, when Russia did it, actually it was actually Zelensky, right? We've been so far ahead of them now since we've got control of Twitter, theoretically, that if we were able to do Twitter bombs, if we're able to like really push stories out ahead of them, and the key is we have to pivot faster than the machine. Like, look how much time it takes an army to get to the border, get ready, and then invade, right? We're talking about months, talking about weeks. It takes them that much time to get their narrative in place of all their stupidity, right? And so if we can Twitter bomb and pivot to the next one, pivot to the next one, pivot to the next one.
So what do we do with hashtags? Like, okay, the hashtag is this.
Yeah, we push them further and further back into irrelevancy, right? Like, just now, that idiot John Pierre got up yesterday and was like, oh, that's old news. Like, what are you talking about old news, man? Come on, dude. Get out of here.
Right? All right, Mike. Thank you. Great points. Marlo in Vegas. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I think that we need to step away from all the Hollywood funny-built weirdos just because Kanye West goes around talking about Jesus is king. Royce White said it the best on the Sunday show. I think people need to go back and look at that. Stop thinking in two dimensions. Just because he says Jesus is king doesn't mean he's a true Christian. Just because Elon Musk says he's fighting for free speech doesn't mean he's really fighting for free speech. Just because Donald Trump holds up a Bible outside of a church doesn't mean he's a real Christian. He's on stage at a Christian university saying that he's never asked for forgiveness from God.
He doesn't involve God in anything like that. He just goes out and tries to do it himself. He surrounds himself with Rothschild people. Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary, worked for Rothschild Incorporated for 2 decades. He has a $2.1 billion art collection, but this guy is supposed to represent the blue-collar working class. And number three, it's not the Jews that are the problem. It's the synagogue of Satan that's the problem. Those that claim to be Jews but are not. And the parable of the vineyard with the vine workers, verse 36, they knew he was the Messiah, and they collaborated to kill him and seize his inheritance. And I got an idea about another coin. I think you should do another coin with the Save the Frogs, with that dope logo on one side, and then your big dome screaming about you don't want to make the frogs gay on the other side.
You really think so?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Appreciate your call. I'm jamming as many as I can. Scott in Arizona, go ahead.
Alex, hey, thanks for having me on. been listening since, late 90s. Been watching what you've been doing and trying to do my part. Here's
welcome.
Here's my next attempt. My next attempt, a few things I want to mention. First of all, by the way, would love to hear Queensryche, Revolution Calling, maybe some other Queensryche on there in your intro. I also think we need to quit calling them World Economic Forum. We need to call them what they really are to build in the subliminal. They're WFers.
That's a great one, WFers.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're a bunch of WFers. Here's a couple ideas though. So I get ideas like maybe a t-shirt that might say something like, COVID-1984, lockdown 2.0, fool me once, ... fool me twice with a question mark, you know, just to kind of get people thinking. Or maybe some signs, like I've done real estate investing and we put signs out, you know, come buy my house, right? Or whatever, you know, house for sale. You've seen them all over the place in your city that you live in. A lot of times you'll say, hey, why don't you go ahead and run with that idea? But we don't have the platform. That's why I think, and I understand this takes money and you're scrambling for money now. If it can happen though, I think that setting up an e-commerce platform like Amazon, they skim 15% off the top of everything, including shipping fees if you charge it as a seller on Amazon. You know what? An InfoWars marketplace where someone like myself...
No, kind of like my store with what Michael Lindell's doing.
Yeah, no. But nobody's going to my store like they would go to InfoWars. You know? I mean, it's just you've got the opportunity with the audience there to build that. And the other thing on the side of Amazon... They do this thing where you can choose charities. You know, you got guys like Soros that have thousands of foundations and charities and everything. I think some sort of a charity, since you give to a lot of different things in order to promote freedom, they have political and other stuff there. They got faith categories on there. I think having a charity that people, every time they go to that beast.
No, I know. It's just stuff I got to organize and get done, man. I'm not really a good organizer, a business guy, but I hear what you're saying. The key is the people getting excited and spreading the word. That's going to change the world. Thank you, Scott. I'm going to do 5 more minutes ahead of our guest host taking over. So Dr. John in Florida, Tom and Daniel, I'm coming right back to you. I'm going right to you, straight ahead. I want to hear from you, so please stay there, but be brief so we can get to everybody else. And then coming up in about 1 hour and 2 minutes from now, Owen Schroyer in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. A lot of great ideas. A lot of amazing calls, another great show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, I'll be covering this when I kick off the show at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It's up on InfoWars.com. The Oxford Mail's reporting they're setting up electronic Berlin walls with your smartphones and your cars. We're only allowed to travel 15 minutes without government permission in a major city in England. Just like China, it's these damn smartphones. I got one in my hand. I'm a hypocrite. The total control is here. They're trying to enforce it right now. That's what COVID was the pretext for. Dr. John in Florida, go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on. I just want to make mention here that I want to apologize to you personally. We were supposed to meet personally through a mutual acquaintance. Unfortunately, that didn't happen last year when I was in Texas. So I just want to apologize. I had a friend of mine, Gilbert, who used to come to my church. I used to have a church out of a pizza restaurant, and I was teaching through the book of Revelations and end times theology. And he presented this information that you were doing. This is about 15 years ago. And I thought you were crazy at the time. But no, you weren't. You were ahead of the curve. And again, you know, I want to apologize. So,
well, I don't remember that, brother, but I'm everything's great. What else is on your mind?
Well, this is what's on my mind. The four people that you're choosing for president. One, Rand Paul. I had a conversation with Dr. David Martin about a year ago, has been sitting on the information that Dr. David Martin had given him a year ago, and he hasn't presented all that stuff. So I'm a little bit disappointed in Rand Paul. Two, Ron DeSantis, he kept South Florida locked down for almost a year, even though I, back in March, and I think it was April and May, I presented all this information showing that all this stuff was lies. The COVID lockdowns were no good.
No, I know early on he didn't do a good job, but he's doing a better job now.
Oh, yeah. No, I have to give him credit. He's gotten on board, as well as I presented these doctors from the Sanford Institute, like Dr. Barachary and Koldoff, and he did bring them in so he can consult with them. So I have to give him credit about that. And of course, Donald Trump disappointed me when he started doing the situation with Warp Speed. I knew that was going to be a disaster from the get-go. That's before I was listening to you. I knew.
Sure.
That,
so what do you think of Tulsi Gabbard? What you're mentioning is the poll on InfoWars about who would you like in the Republican primary.
Now, here's my problem with Tulsi. I remember one time saying that if I was going to vote for a Democrat, and I used to be a Democrat, I'm an independent. I've been an independent since 2012. I was going to vote. I kind of was going to vote for her, but she has an issue with voting for against Second Amendment things in Congress when she was there. You know, red flag laws and other situations. And I don't know if she's reversed her course on that.
All right, good points. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Let's go to Tom in California. Go ahead.
You coming out of the last break, you made a great point. We got to get to more people, the information. For instance, my brother thinks Bill Gates is a nerd. That was coming out of a garage. You know what I mean? He's a killer. So this is something for Greg Reese. Can Greg Reese do something on the nepotism of the so-called elites?
That's a good point.
How it's passed down. He needs to make it a bullet point on who these people are and who their parents were, so the normies can understand what's going on.
Well, that's right. It's a new aristocracy.
That's right. People don't know. The normies do not know who these people are. Okay, the other thing, and you, I mean, you're doing all you can, but you're preaching to the choir here. We need like silver bullets to hand over to our family and friends, right?
Well, that's why listeners can take this show, clip it up, share it. This is a great outpost. Other great shows out there as well.
Right.
And as nasty as some of the Yay interview was, God's going to turn that towards good, reaching a lot of new people that are tuning in hearing the truth.
Right. So Greg Reese should do a Reese report on the nepotism we could use. And the other thing is I don't think people know enough about Event 201, and you're great at this. You know the history. It goes back farther than
sure.
that.
Sure. I mean, all of us should do reports on Operation Lockstep.
Yes, but you and Dr. Boyle do a 10-minute bullet point on how they had been planned.
All right, brother, your phone cut out. Daniel, I'm out of time. Get his name and number. If he wants to be on tomorrow, I'll go to him first. We take calls. We have a special guest host, Marie Z from Australia, Z with 3zmedia.com. Everything you see in China, everything you see there, they mean to bring it here. That's why we're all Australian. We're all Chinese today. She takes over in T-minus 60 seconds. Please share the links, folks. It's how we win. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see The Wellness Company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to The Wellness Company.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from zmedia.com. That's Z with three E's. It is good to be with you all today. Alex just made a fantastic point about some of the smart city technology that's being implemented around the world. I'm so glad he did, because I'm going to actually talk about that news today. But with all the news that we hear daily coming out that exposes the agenda, which is multifaceted in the way in which they are waging war on humanity, and it is so complex, the final outcome of the entire agenda can be forgotten when you look at all of this news and all of the propaganda. And what we're going to do today is actually piece together all of the pieces of that puzzle to give you a very high-level explanation of the agenda and the end game. People often forget or lose sight of the end game, or maybe don't even know the end game. There are so many people out there who realize that we live in a crazy world, but they don't understand why things are happening the way that they are. And I'm going to aim to explain that today. But we're going to start with the most obvious, most blatant attack in history and the most recent, and that being COVID. It was the catalyst for everything that they want to implement. COVID was what kicked off the lockdowns, which they want to become the way of life, and I will explain how. COVID was the catalyst that kicked off the surveillance that we see, and we have the elites like Schwab, self-proclaimed elites, might I add, Schwab saying that, you know, COVID is the thing that showed us that we need to reimagine our world and reshape our future. And you've got premiers here in Australia, like Dominic Perrottet in the state of New South Wales, using this rhetoric. People claim that it might be unknowingly. I don't think so. COVID was the catalyst for surveillance, the rise of technocracy, and so much more. And it's inching us closer and closer to their vision of transhumanism for the whole world. But it's not just transhumanism that they're seeking here. It's not just the merging of humans with AI, and it's not just complete and total control of people. That's not all that they're seeking. We have evidence that COVID is a bioweapon. We know that the propaganda made it possible to fool the world, and it is propaganda that will fool the masses again unless they wake up. Perpetually, this is a perpetual cycle until the globalists reach their end game. And the power of fear can grip even the strongest of people, and they know this all too well. It's why they keep using it. It's why they have weaponized words and changed the meaning of words, just like in Orwell's 1984, what a prophetic piece of literature that has become. And if you're living in the spirit of fear, which I know the viewers of this broadcast and my viewers are not, but for those of the people who are, you will not escape what is coming, because that fear will be weaponized against you again. And why? Why do they choose fear as their weapon? Fear has the power to cripple people, to switch off their ability to think critically and turn to others for an answer. But what they're doing simultaneously while they're positioning themselves as the people that need to be turned to for an answer is destabilizing the very government that people look to for guidance, because they're setting the stage for a one world leader. If you missed the Alex Jones show yesterday, I would encourage everyone to go back and watch it. Alex touched on this. It's very, very important. They, at the same time that they want you to look to the government for answers, they also want to destabilize your trust in the government being able to provide you the answers. This is why when people talk about the mismanagement of the pandemic, that was on purpose. The reason why every single country had a different response, and now they're talking about how, you know, COVID, the reason why it was such a schmozzle was because of the fact that every country did it differently. And this is why we need to sign up to a treaty and trust the World Health Organization to have the same approach next time for the next pandemic, which now all of a sudden a 1 in 100 year event is happening all the time, apparently. This is it was purposely a mess so that they can introduce this one government, one health, one world leader approach, and they're conditioning the masses and they're conditioning the people right now for that. And while we're all standing there outraged, calling for an answer from our government, calling for them to do the right thing, many of them that seem incompetent or seem to be lacking in taking action are doing so purposely because they are playing their part in this theater that is the world stage today. But I want to get back to COVID. This was the catalyst that introduced or excuse the introduction of lockdowns, which is the state that they want you to live in forever. And they are setting this up right now as we speak. We'll get into some of those articles and some footage later on in the broadcast. But I want to go through a little bit of a timeline here. We had COVID. We had the propaganda. We had the footage out of China showing people dropping dead on the streets. And of course, people were terrified of this. To date, I have not seen anyone drop dead on the streets. If anyone has, I'd love to hear about it, but I don't know anyone in the world who has. That was fake footage out of China at the time. And of course, this is what they use to excuse the lockdowns. The lockdowns were a conditioning tool for the coming climate change lockdowns. This is going to be a permanent state of life. The smart cities that they are implementing and the rules that they're implementing right now, like what Alex just mentioned, not being able to leave past a 15-minute boundary. If you recall, the first time that I came on InfoWars and hosted the Alex Jones show, I showed you the maps out of Australia that show you where the boundaries are, where you're not meant to leave, and they call them districts, just like the Hunger Games. The people in the capital determining where the peasants can and can't go and not being able to leave their district dehumanizing people so much so to the point where they give the district a number rather than even a name. And this is where we're heading. And this is what the climate change agenda is about. It is their new religion. It is going to be weaponized against the people to control every single aspect of their lives. But again, it's not just about control, and we will get there. So come the lockdowns. The way out of the lockdowns that was sold to the people, the way that we'll get out of the lockdowns and the way that we'll go back to normal is with these vaccines. That's what we were told. Never mind the lies that they were safe and effective and are now killing millions of people. And that might be an understatement. I don't know. I don't know because it's so difficult to get to the truth of the data because it's so skewed everywhere. They refuse to do autopsies and they keep changing their data. For example, what they're doing on the VAERS system. But what was the point of the vaccines? That, of course, first and foremost, you had the compliance aspect of the vaccines. Do what you're told and then we'll let you out. Do what you're told and you'll have freedom. This was the conditioning tool for what is coming in the future. Mark my words, if the masses do not wake up, you will be in a perpetual state of a digital prison with geofencing and mass surveillance everywhere that you go, and 15 minutes will be your boundary, maybe 20 if they're generous. This is why, if you recall, in Australia, we were told that even if the grocery store is more than 5 kilometers away from your house, you can't go. If you don't think that that was part of future conditioning, like every other psyop that has happened throughout history, including false flags, including 9/11, it is all setting up what is happening in the future. So not only are the vaccines injuring people and harming them, we have the questions, and they're not vaccines, they're injections. I should call them that all the time. But we have the questions around what is actually happening inside of people, the nanotechnology. And I've conducted so many interviews. My recent interview with Dr. David Nixon is up on band.video. Go and check it out. Z Media has a tab in here. About the nanotechnology and essentially what looks like robot arms compiling this nanotechnology inside of people, which is leading to that merge of human beings with AI in their digital prison. I don't know if anyone's seen that article that Forbes wrote some years ago, which talks about those who the surveillance became too much for them and they felt like there was too much of an invasion of their privacy, and so they left the big cities. And I'll talk about that as a potential solution later on. Are they setting us up to be captured outside? We shall see. We'll be right back after this short break.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners should really ask for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now, your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird And it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com, the leader in exposing the New World Order coming out of Australia. No one else is doing the work that we are doing in this country, let me tell you. And we have exposed so much. I'm going to go through a couple of our interviews later on in the broadcast to show people, you know, what our guests have actually exposed. And let me tell you, Australia being such a compliant country for so long and having that she'll be right attitude really, for the most part, was not aware of just how deep this agenda goes. But I think COVID has exposed that. A lot of other great people doing the work of independent media in this country have exposed that. And of course, we've played a huge role in that. So we're talking about the entire agenda today and the end game, and I'm going to get there. So stay with me here. But going from the vaccines, the injections, we're now seeing the introduction of the digital ID and a vaccine pass. This was the beginning of this conditioning, was the QR codes, you know, going to a restaurant, show us your papers. Where have we seen that in history before? And you know, every time I'm reminded of some of the atrocities that regular people complied with and participated in as part of this, I never really get sick of hearing it, because I think we all need to be reminded sometimes. I think we need to remember. I mean, I'm not talking about living in a, you know, permanent state of PTSD from what the government did to us. And I don't believe people are sitting here, you know, permanently traumatized by it, because the people that know what's going on are resilient people. And I thank them for that. But it's important to remember, because it ties into what they're going to do in the future. Everything that we went through was conditioning. So the QR codes, show us your papers, do this, be accustomed to surveillance. Until that surveillance no longer requires you to actively participate in it, now we're just going to make it easy. We're going to improve our surveillance systems so that you're constantly being surveilled and you don't even have to actively participate in it. It's just happening, like we see in China. This is one of the reasons why. And I just had Dr. Li Mengyan on this week. That interview is not up on Bandog Video yet, but it is on ZMedia.com. I'll get it up there as soon as possible. Where she said, it everything that you're telling me about Australia, Maria, these are things that were already set up in China and that are have allowed for the citizens to be controlled in this manner, to be locked in their buildings, to get used to having a red code on their phone that forces them into a quarantine camp. Your country is currently setting this up now. And I said, I know. And every single country around the world is doing that. We've set up that infrastructure. And it's ultimately leading to what they're going to use as an excuse for under the guise of climate change, needing you to stay inside your home, giving you these fences and these borders, what's essentially geofencing, turning your life into a digital prison where you aren't allowed to think anything other than what the government narrative is, because then you're committing thought crimes. And they're manufacturing this economic crisis. They're manufacturing this food, these food shortages, and they are coming. They've told us to our faces. Antonio Guterres says 2023 food shortages are going to be on the rise. When these maniacs tell us what they're going to do, we should believe them and we should prepare for it, because we know how evil they are and how capable they are of committing the worst atrocities on humanity. Look at what they've done to us for 2 years, 3 years. I forget 2, 3 years. Look at what they've done throughout history. What can you even believe in history anymore? Because they've rewritten the books how many times over? And so the things that they are setting up now, for example, the food shortages. Imagine next time having to line up in a government bread line, and the only way to access that bread is with your injection. You think that that's beyond them? It's not. Imagine going to the supermarket and not being able to. I mean, just yesterday we had this announcement of a major chain here, one of the essential services that stayed open during COVID, during the lockdowns, that they're no longer going to be printing receipts. In fact, these receipts will be linked to your banking app. This is Kmart in Australia that's doing it. So what does that do? That means that your carbon credits, your carbon emissions will be monitored through your purchases and linked to your bank. And of course, we've seen major banks announcing that they're going to start reporting on your carbon emissions and regularly letting you know what they are. And they've started conditioning the masses for that inside their phones, so that when they go and make purchases, their banking app gives them a little bit of a notification that they've exceeded their carbon credits or whatever. Again, part of the conditioning for the future, where you don't get to go and see your mum if you've exceeded your carbon credits. You don't get to go down the street if you've exceeded your carbon credits. You need to sit home right now. You need to stay home because you're emitting too much CO2, the gas of life. You can't eat meat. You've eaten too much. You can eat crickets though. They're allowed. They're sustainable. They're good for the environment, and somehow you're going to emit less CO2 when you eat crickets than when you eat meat. And how many people will fall for this? And even if they don't fall for it, by the time that infrastructure is in place, and it pretty much already is, guys, it's too late. And people are sleepwalking into this system that is a complete digital imprisonment. And it's being done through the corporations as well. When you think about it, and I just, again, back to my interview with this senator, Senator Alex Antic. He's actually been on this program before. That's being released tonight on Zero Time. Again, it won't be on Band.Video video straight away, but head to zmedia.com and watch it. He talks about the fact that, you know, they've done this through the corporations. So you go to work and your company's adopted all of these policies and ESGs and, you know, talking about sustainable development all the time, reducing their carbon footprint. And so people take this attitude home with them. And what they're doing through the destruction of small to medium enterprise is that they're forcing people to go and join these large corporations because they need money to eat, right? And then they go and they have to be part of this system. They are squashing you. With every move that they make, they are restricting you. They're strangling you from every single angle, and people don't even realize. In fact, for the most part, the masses are happy to participate because they believe the climate religion. They believe in universalism. And I've recently spoke about the fact that they've just launched their new 10 commandments from Mount Sinai, the 10 climate commandments. And you know what? They released an eco-Bible. An eco-Bible, not an eco-Quran, not an eco-any other book, an eco-Bible, which they say they're now selling these programs at varying prices. 20,000, I think, is the maximum for some posters that you can put up, but that in your churches. But they're actually talking about how churches need to start preaching this eco Bible to their congregations and get Christians involved in climate change. Specifically churches. Why? Why are they doing that? And there is very alarming language in there that suggests that churches will no longer be able to preach other than that. So they shut you down. You didn't stand up for your rights. They shut down your religious institutions. You didn't stand up for your faith. And now they're going to tell you that you have to preach universalism and climate change. And if you don't do it, you'll be shut down again because you're endangering the planet. We'll be right back with more of this right after this short break.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now, your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going
to
go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalists 30 years ago, but on air 28 years. And I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you, and I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, to redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support. December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now, your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. All right, we're talking about the end game of the agenda, starting with the COVID nonsense leading to lockdowns, leading to vaccines, leading to the ID, digital ID, which started off as the QR codes, leading to the climate change agenda. And now we're circling back to the lockdowns because that's where we're going. I really love the team to queue up the video, Smart Cities. This has just come out of the state of Victoria talking about these 20-minute neighborhoods. And I really want to play this for everyone. I've played footage on here before about Smart Cities, but this one really takes the cake. Here it is. I hope the team have it ready now.
To improve livability, the Victorian government is working to create a city of 20-minute neighborhoods. It's all about creating walkable neighborhoods where people can live locally. Places where communities can access most of their daily needs within a 20-minute return walk from home. These places should have diverse housing options and access to safe cycling routes and local public transport, local health facilities, parks, shops and other local infrastructure. We are already working with local government, communities and industry to deliver projects and are committed to building a livable city of 20-minute neighbourhoods. To find out more, visit the Plan Melbourne website.
As you can see, that agenda is from 2017 to 2050, but dare I say they will be accelerating that much sooner than 2050. They want you in this digital prison. What you're seeing on your screen right now is a climate lockdown trial that's supposed to begin in 2024. Let me explain that. Canterbury City Council is another one that's doing this, but this article pertains to Oxfordshire Council, which has proposed to trial 6 new traffic filters in the city of Oxford, or the Council of Oxford, I should say. And what these traffic filters are, the trial has actually started on the 5th of September, and they are supposed to, well, under the guise of reducing traffic. As you can see, some of the sales pitch words that have been used in that Victorian video are improve livability, because we need that now, right? The cities we live in are not livable right now. The rural areas that they're flooding are not livable right now. And spraying our skies daily so that we just destroy all these rural areas, destroy the farming to push us into these livable cities. These aren't livable right now. Well, they're not livable when you keep spraying us like ants. And I'm frustrated because, but for those who don't know, Australia's meant to be scorching hot in the summer. We are having 14 degree Celsius days. This is not normal. And we've got global warming, right? Global warming, guys. 14 degrees summer days because of La Nina. And I've had geoengineering experts on to prove that that is actually man-made, completely manufactured weather. But back to these live locally sales pitch of these smart cities. What does live locally mean? And people will listen to that who trust the government propaganda and think, oh yes, it will be good to live locally. You already live locally. Your neighborhood is local to you. You likely have a local shopping center. You likely have a local grocer. You already live locally. What a stupid catchphrase. But I guarantee you we'll hear this again. We will hear them talking about living locally again. So this proposal for these 6 new traffic filters basically imposes fines on people if they go outside of these geofencing borders that have been implemented. We've also got the Canterbury City Council. I just found this out yesterday. Canterbury City Council in the UK, they are actually intending to divide the cathedral city into 5 zones and fine drivers to move between each area. So they sell this to you as, oh, we're creating all these livable cities, local, living locally for your convenience. But meanwhile, you're going to be fined to travel outside of that. And they started this conditioning with toll roads, with paying to drive on freeways, privatizing the roads. They got you used to the idea of paying to leave your home. And they're doing it now in New South Wales, in the state of New South Wales. They're talking about paying per kilometer. They've discussed this in the state of Victoria here as well. paying per every kilometer that you travel. This is a, it's a prison that's being set up. I really want the team to pull up some highlights out of the interview that I did with Aman Jabi. This has been shared on technocracynews.com. Silicon Valley whistleblower, smart cities worldwide are being converted into open concentration camps. Dr. McCullough has also shared the article as well, saying that an invisible prison has been built just for you. Let's play that clip of Aman Jabi and hear what he has to say.
Did you just say mapping digital IDs to trees?
Yeah, every tree and plant, all of nature is going to be mapped digitally. And eventually we'll be getting pushed into the metaverse. These are called smart lights and smart poles, which are an integral part of the smart city infrastructure. They all are wirelessly communicate with each other. It's an open air concentration camp for surveillance, as well as I'll show you, it'll be weaponized. And then they will also host all sorts of sensors in the name of climate change and global warming. They don't even have diffusers on top of them. So you can't look up at these lights. They're designed to make humans look down. There's a, something called a puke ray. It's an LED incapacitator where you have this, think of it, this is an LED gun, which is able to emit different frequencies of light at a very high rate of change. So when you do this at a very high frequency with different lighting, and if there's a human being that's in the vicinity and looking at these lights or near these lights, you can get intracranial damage. You can hurt your spine. You can get sick. I bet you it can even kill you. So these can be used as weapons.
I encourage everyone to go and watch that interview. It's gone absolutely viral. It's had, I would say, close to a million views across platforms, if not more by now. It is a crucial interview. And what is every tree being mapped digitally going to do? Every single plant, everything being mapped digitally. That means your interaction with everything that's been mapped digitally is going to be punished with carbon emissions punishments by impacting your social credit score. And these lights, these weaponized lights. Now, for anyone who doesn't realize, Aman Jabi, 25 years in Silicon Valley working on these types of technologies, surveillance technologies, he knows what he's talking about. And these weaponized lights that make humans look down, that are there to subvert you in these smart cities that they're pushing everyone into, so that you can't even hold your head up high, so that you don't have any pride, because the aim is to destroy you as a human. Not just your life, but destroy and crush your soul. And if that wasn't bad enough, some lights that can also kill you. Some lights that can also kill you emit puke rays. So not only are we going to subvert you and control you and keep you trapped in a prison that you can't see, but you know is there, and it's always looming. It's always there, looming over your shoulder, that you can't leave this border, this district that these Hunger Games maniacs have set up for you, because you need to eat tomorrow. And if you leave your district, you'll be penalized. You've got to eat tomorrow. You've got to go and visit your sick mom. So you're going to eat less meat this month in order to be able to have enough social credit points to go and visit your mom. And they're talking about, in the Oxfordshire City Council, they're actually talking about how people will need to apply for these permits to be able to leave their areas. And not everyone will be granted a permit. So not only do you need to pay to leave your area, but you also may not be granted the permit to do so. In Australia, they've started painting red mark, big chunks of the road in red in rural areas, where I think they're going to lock people out or lock them into these areas when a crisis hits. And they've actually got cameras and surveillance set up at those very points that are going to limit people moving around. This is not a joke. These people really mean business when they say, or when I'm saying what they're really saying, which is that they want to lock you up in a digital prison. Right after this break, I've got a sneak preview from my interview with Senator Alex Antic being released tonight, and we're going to wrap this up. I'll see you in a moment. Stay with me.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido,
your immune system that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Look at that. Everybody else is just like yellow or clear. That's because it's been denatured. It's been watered down. We didn't do that. You think I would metaphysically sell you something? This is the very best I can get. I'd rather go to hell than do that. I will only give you the maximum best info, the maximum truth, the maximum product, because I want that goodwill. What I do to you, I do to myself. Don't you get the big secret? You ever seen fish oil look like that? No, you never seen that, have you? And this little jewel right here is solid liquid consciousness. Look it up. Find out how even the FDA and the government admits fish oil is incredible. The number one thing anybody can do for themselves is take good fish oil or krill oil. Just like our information is dynamite, so are our products, InfoWarsStore.com.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's a post-COVID world now. Americans have lost trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. There's a solution. The Wellness Company. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer. And I can tell you firsthand that these verticals of uncensored content, virtual appointments, doctors on demand, prescriptions through a network of community pharmacies, in-home, in vitro diagnostics, laboratory testing, imaging, an online set of holistic products can help guide you for your usual general medical care, but also COVID-19, acute and post-COVID syndromes, vaccine injury syndromes, and the array of things that now America has to work through in this new world that we're living in. So go to onlinehealthnow.com and check out The Wellness Company for a low monthly fee. You can get started today and on a pathway to better health.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
God bless InfoWars for all of the amazing work that they've done. Support them this Christmas by giving someone that you love a gift from the InfoWars store. I mean that wholeheartedly. Support your favorite independent media because they are literally putting their lives on the line to get the truth out to you. This is dangerous work. Before I play the clip of Senator Alex Antic, I really just want to play this short clip from Peter Hobson. He's from Gold Stackers Australia, a Gold Bullion Group Australia. He talks about CBDCs and he warns people about what CBDCs will be. Take a look at this before we go to the clip of Senator Antic.
You're actually quite opposed to the CBDC, coming CBDC. Talk to us about that.
Well, all right, let's say you live in District 12 and you go to District 13.
and you're not meant to be there, your money won't work. Okay? You speak out poorly against the government, it'll be a social credit system. They'll control us from the cradle to the grave. And again, they still have their Ponzi scheme of mouse click money. They will allocate you money. If you don't spend it in a certain time frame, they'll take it from your account. It's just total control. It's control gone mad. And we must not allow this to take place. And you need yourself and everyone you know and all of your listeners to rally and band together to fight this, because we're going to go from, as I said, the Ponzi scheme being fiat currency. I believe they're going to try and implement CBDCs, and they're trying to do it in Australia right now. Until we get back to a sound money policy where there's fiscal responsibility, we all take control of how we're meant to spend and the way we're meant to spend, rather than this debt-based Keynesian system, we're going to have a lot of problems. And there's going to be a big uphill fight, because the youngins of the day are just going to look at convenience as opposed to any of the other issues. And it'll be too far down the track before they realize they're in a trap in their court. That's the sad one.
If you're in Australia, I encourage you to head to Goldstack, as they're an amazing group of people. And as you can see, they really understand the agenda. So if you are looking for precious metals, these are the guys to visit in our country. Now, what he speaks about is so crucial, because we spoke about this earlier on in the broadcast. We spoke about the fact that they're getting rid of receipts in order to track through your banking app, your spending, and the things that you're buying. This is what CBDC is about. This is what digital ID is about. It is all linking back to this system that they're setting up. But why are they setting it up? Why? That is the most crucial question that I want to answer for everyone today. But before I do, I've got this clip, this preview, not before seen. This interview hasn't been released yet, but we're broadcasting this very, very important clip of my interview with Senator Alex Antic. He's an amazing senator out of Australia. And he talks about the risks of digital ID, smart cities. He's the only senator that has, not the only, I should say, Senator Malcolm Roberts has as well, but he is one of the only senators in our country that has the bravery to speak on these things and do so very boldly. Watch this preview of tonight's Zero Time.
You know, if you want to look into the future, have a look at the digital surveillance systems and the facial recognition that's going out through Chinese cities at the moment. And sadly, I fear with the white paper revolution that's happening in China as we speak, I fear that information, that data, that biometric data is going to be proven to be weaponized against the population as these protests die down or as they're quelled. So this stuff is creeping into our society. You know, we've got these so-called smart cities that, as you said in that intro, really are building towards the framework of a digital prison. And I think we just have to see them in that light. There are cities around the country now that are bricked in with this technology.
So grateful for senators that have the courage to speak about this. And if you understand smart cities and if you understand the agenda, then it is not an overstatement to call this a digital prison. So what is the whole reason why we've gotten to this point? What is the reason that they want to push us into this system of digital ID, CBDC, everything being tracked and traced through a mark? The whole purpose is to condition you for the mark of the beast. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you do what we tell you to and unless you receive this mark. This is where we are heading. The entire agenda is for the soul of man. This is not, if you understand the New World Order, and I believe this broadcast really does, and you understand that these people who are pushing towards this system are actually Satanists, and they're bringing people along the journey with them until this final point where they say to you, okay, all of these systems, all of this infrastructure is in place now. And that's why I said to you in the beginning, it's not only about control. It is about bringing the people to the point where they cannot buy or sell unless they receive this mark. You can easily see how people have over the years. I mean, when barcodes came out, people were so concerned. When credit cards came out, people were so concerned. But over the years, we've become really comfortable with that idea. Over the years, we've become a lot more comfortable with surveillance. Imagine when you first started seeing cameras on the road and you thought, oh, that's a bit intrusive. Now we're watched by them all the time. In fact, if you're watching this on your phone right now, your camera is staring at you on top of my face. That's just the reality of it. Alex said we're all guilty of carrying these devices around and they've become such a normal part of life. And this is what will happen with the geofencing. This is what will happen with the climate change agenda, with every little inch that they keep creeping in on your freedom of speech, your freedom of movement, your freedom of religion, your freedom of commerce. And every little step that they take, and it is progressive, the agenda, it's not instant. COVID was probably the most instant blow that we saw for the agenda because it fast-tracked all the rest of it. But the other steps that are happening are all happening progressively. You know, the smart city, for example, agenda, like I exposed the first time that I was hosting, that's set to happen in 2025. Where they limit your water and limit your electricity and things like that. That's still 2 years away. So they're doing it incrementally so that the people don't feel the sudden complete loss of any type of freedom that they have left. And through the central bank, so let's circle back to the start. You've got COVID, then you had the lockdowns, then you had the vaccine. Comply or else. Show us your papers. Check in here. They even were tracking people's transactions in that time, if you remember. Because if you went to a place where there was a close contact reported, and this happened on more than one occasion, your bank got notified, and then your bank notified the authorities. This did happen in Australia, and people were getting calls saying, you had a credit card transaction at this place, and there was a close contact. Now you have to quarantine. This was happening. Show us your papers. Comply. Do this or else. Do this to be free. Stay within your 15 minutes. We're giving you this livable city. You can live locally and save the climate. And you'll feel like a hero doing it. And you can virtue signal to all your friends on Facebook and Instagram about how you're saving the climate by riding your bicycle and not being allowed to travel 15 minutes from your home, and make sure that you tell them about the fact that I've never received a climate fine because I comply with daddy government. You could post that all day on Instagram. And of course your social credit score will go up because you're promoting looking after the climate and Mother Earth and the religion of universalism. And how dare anyone speak against it? Love is love. And loving the planet is love. And how dare you have your own religion? That's hate speech. We all love and tolerate one another, and you saying that your way is the right way is hate speech. Can you see how our world is progressing to this? So when they say to you that digital ID is good for your for your security and for privacy reasons, and CBDCs are going to be great for helping the climate, and all these organizations jump on board, and the culture gets permeated with this cancer of lies through the corporate takeover that is the New World Order. And everyone shows their colleagues at work, oh, look at my Instagram post. I rode my bike for 10 minutes yesterday and my social credit score went up, and now I'm allowed to eat meat this weekend. I'll treat myself. So many people will be fooled by this, and the ultimate goal is to then present to those people that are completely fooled with the choice of take this mark so that you can buy or sell. And by that time, their minds would have been so raped by the propaganda and these evil Satanists that they will not even know what choice they have made. And they will be eternally damned to hell. This is a warning for everyone watching. I know that you're aware. Don't ever, ever let them steal your soul. Tune in tonight at 8 p.m. on zmedia.com for that interview with Senator Antic. Thank you so much for being with me here today. I appreciate all of you, and I appreciate this broadcast. God bless.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun, via your skin, helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.